Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
You're listening to BTW, and we're going to drop some PvP knowledge on all you suckers.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the BTW Beginner to Winner PvP Podcast. My name is Chris, aka AstroZombie954.
My name is Brad, aka WildcatDad17.
And Dino is off tonight. He's a little under the weather, and we have our executive producer Matthew Breaker on with us, but I think he just cut out. Like, he literally cut out as soon as the theme song came on. So he'll pop back in at some point. So today is Monday, February 7th, 2022. We got a pretty good show here. We're going to recap Go Battle Day, Lunar Cup. There's some February stuff coming out. I saw a pretty interesting tweet from PV Poke about Florgus.
Florgus.
that thing. I wanted to go over that. And then we've got Love Cup. Oh, there he is. See, like I said. What's up, Matthew? How are you?
I'm doing good. Sorry, I was trying to switch to the show notes and ended up cutting out the entire feed here.
It happens. We let everybody know that you were going to fall, that you were here, but you didn't. You dropped out, so... we got that. We'll go over like the raids and what's going on with GBL and Love Cup and Master League. But before that, let's go ahead and see how everybody's week with. Let's start with our guest, Matthew.
Week went actually really good. I was really enjoying the Lunar New Year's event. I think just sort of like the ease of catches with everything. I was using my gacha mostly with that, and then combined with the Go Battle Day, I just had like a very like relaxed week. How about you guys?
Awesome.
Yeah. So week was okay. We had Snowstorm 876. That was actually an ice storm this time. Not as bad as expected. So I was able to, you know, leave my house. We were expecting an inch of ice initially. We only got a quarter inch. And I'm sitting here looking at Astro's face, and he's like, only a quarter inch? What the... How?
Yeah. I'm here just like, yup, I can relate, man. So like, terrible. I understand your pain. Yeah.
So terrible.
So, didn't get out and do my normal play sessions like I would on the weekend, but I played a lot of Legends Arceus.
Oh, I'm rich, bitch! Yeah. Here comes the money!
Here we go!
So, this is a new thing that me and Matthew came up with. So every time you hear that noise, and it can happen at any point in time, Wildcat has to tell us what his Stardust count is.
I'm embarrassed by it. Yo, now.
So go into your game. I know. But the reason why this is the case is because I've listened to the past probably 10 episodes you've been on, and without fail,
at least one
at one episode. Point in the episode you mention what your Stardust count is.
So now I have control of when you get this.
Correct.
It's only 5.5 million right now.
Yeah,
and 5.5 mil. Okay,
and it may be
you poor soul.
And I love that sound. It's so great with the Shane McMahon.
When Astro sent me this, I literally told him I died laughing at this because the concept of the idea, I was like, I want something like slot machines and like money. And then he sends me this back and I was just like, the Dave Chappelle thing at the beginning was so perfect. So perfect.
Oh, Astro always kills
French
it with the sound. Y'all, if you guys don't know
French
this,
kiss. Yep.
Astro does all 100%. The sound editing for the show. He comes up with all the intro musics, everything. That's all Astro. He is kills it on the sounds.
Thank you.
But yeah, I'm starting to recoup what
surprised.
I lost from Ultra League, building 8 different mons.
Nice. So we cut you off. So snow, yeah. You got lots of snow.
Lots of Pokemon Legends Arceus. Got 3 shinies this week in Legends Arceus, including 2 back to back. Which, after talking to Austin John Plays, is like a 1 in 23,000 chance. So
the what's the ratio for like shinies in Arceus?
Crazy complex formula that tells you because it's depending upon how you're encountering. I will once again plug the guy I was just talking about. Austin John Plays has an awesome shining hunting video. If you really do care about that kind of stuff for main series, go check out Austin's content. He's done a lot of really good walkthroughs and things there. But other than that, decent Go Battle Day. No big deal. We'll talk about it later. So decent day there. Astro, what about you? How did your week go?
It wasn't bad. I spent way too much Stardust. So let's see, what was it? Monday? Yeah, Monday after we recorded, I hit 20. I almost was at 2,400.
2,456, I want to say.
Yeah. And then the next day, I was like 16 points away from hitting veteran. And the game just decided to take a giant shit on me. And I could not, my team just wasn't working no matter what. Like, it didn't matter. It just wasn't working. I was either losing CMP ties and not being able to get off my charge move, like, or just getting hard countered all over the place. So I did the one thing that we preach not to do and tried different teams. I tried Wildcat's team with Walrein, Talonflame, and
Sylveon.
Couldn't really get it to work. I like Talonflame. I ended up kind of using him more often, but I overtap so much with Incinerate, and it got to the point where I was just like, I can't.
Yeah, that's the hard part. You have to really watch what you're doing when you're playing Talonflame.
Yeah. So before Sunday, I went from 16 points to veteran to 2,045. Dropped 400. More than 400 points.
That sounds like me, not this week, but last week. I went from, what was it on the last week's show? I was 2994 at my peak, 6 yeah. points away from legend, down to this week on Tuesday, I was at 2504.
Yeah.
It so, hurt.
Yeah.
Do you still like Ultra League? I know that.
Oh, yeah. I still like it.
In an earlier podcast. Right. It's just a complicated meta right now.
Yeah. I had to. Well, and not just that, like, so I was seeing Walrein, Giratina, and a Charmer, like, all over the place, or Talonflame, Swampert, Giratina. So I'm like, okay, every single team has these on here. So let me kind of put something together that I can almost if not hard counter, soft counter each one of those. Made the team. I swear on my life, I didn't see one of those Pokemon the entire set. Out of five battles, I did not see one Giratina, one Sylveon, one Talonflame, one Walrein. But you know what I saw? Hard counters for each one of my Pokemon.
Drapion.
That's what I spent.
That stupid Pokemon.
250,000 Stardust on my Drapion.
You're one of the bad people too. That's using Drapion and Ultra League now.
I left him. I put him as my lead. As soon as I put him as lead, Swampert, Nidoqueen, like I'm just like fuck. it hated me.
I don't believe in the algorithm, but that just sounds horrible.
Yep. And I
gotta go put a bleep in the show, Astro Man. Come on. Yeah.
And I got all the way. I did all my sets. I did all of them. And
oh, really? All 100 battles?
I gained a total of, I started at 2046. I ended Go Battle Day 2058.
That's still positive.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's look at the bright side of life.
You're laughing, but let's be honest. How, with as frustrated as you were getting, how bad could have that went?
Oh, it could have been a lot worse. It could have been a whole lot worse. I ended up running like something, it was like Stunfisk, Walrein, and Obstagoon. And that kind of dug me out of my hole a little bit. And then I just switched back to my team and just finished the rest of the day on that and was just like, well, if I'm going to go down, I'm going to go down with my team. Like, I'm going down with the ship, so.
But how much Stardust did you gain? And you could play the new money soundtrack.
I ended up... Well, okay, so I built that and I built a, what's it called? Sirfetch'd. Because I was watching Speedius, one of his videos, and just like seeing, I mean, this thing was just destroying people. No, didn't work for me.
It's a lot classier than you think it is.
It is. It is like, ugh. So yeah,
play style when you're doing like a Go Battle Day? Do you have something on in the background? I had like some Twitch streamers on in the background while I'm kind of just sitting there grinding through.
I had Bluey on in the background because my daughter was watching Bluey. my sons were either playing on the VR or Fortnite. So like I got to do my thing. I told my wife in the morning, I was like, hey, I'll be doing this on and off throughout the day. And she's like, okay.
And yet you still didn't come stream with us.
I know. Well, I ended up in a fierce battle with my 9-year-old, or 10-year-old, actually, sorry. 10-year-old with Beat Sabers on my Oculus. We got into a very intense battle, and he ended up beating me like 3 or 4 times on hard levels. So, yeah. I got mad.
You know what they say when the kids start beating you, it's all downhill from there.
Oh, I just had to move. I moved up to expert and now I'm determined. So, yeah. So that's my week. So let's see. All right. Well, then let's go ahead and get the show started and jump over to our Sylph section once I can find the music again. Oh, there it is.
Sylph Arena News.
All right. So... Yeah, so I forgot to mention this in the beginning of the show. So this is going to be our first episode that's going to be on YouTube. So
everybody can see really how out of rhythm I am.
Got camera ready. Look at that. Don't expect this every week.
Really? You did something?
I left my contacts in. That's about it. Left my contacts in. And that's only because my prescription is so thick that you could see like one eye is like super, I'd look like an anime character. So this should be, if you're hearing this Wednesday, I'm not promising it'll be out on Wednesday. I'm going to say probably Thursday or Friday. So
Saturday.
No, Thursday or Friday. I promise. Thursday or Friday. Not Saturday. It'll be before that. Yes. Okay. I promise. we are, what, four rounds?
We are through round four. Yeah.
Yeah. So this is round four or round five?
We've started round five tonight.
Starting round five. And I have one win.
I have two. Should have That's been good. Three, but I screwed up. But I have two at least.
I think I'm right there with you, Astro.
It was, I'll tell you what, man. We've got some good fucking players in our Discord, because people are making shit work that I couldn't even imagine trying to use. I got beat by a Rotom Wash.
I've told you many times over, John Normus is a heck of a battler. He really, he may not get a battle a lot because, you know, personal life stuff, but dude is hardcore good. And we still have two, you know, we're in round five. We have two people undefeated still. Yep. Conky and Lyles both are undefeated facing off in this round, which mean we are on pace for a possible mega tie.
Ooh.
If whoever Conky and Lyles wins, if they lose the sixth round, there'll be a mega tie. Which I'm all for. I approve of mega tie.
Yep. One of my losses was to first round against Lyle. So it wasn't fun. So, so this has been. I enjoy it. Like, listen, I don't care. I like when I do these things. Even when I do the regular self ones, I'll be competitive. But at the end of the day, like, I'm just out there to have fun. So if I get beat, I get beat. But
I will say, I've always joked when I drafted Simisear that it is, you know, going to be dominating for me. It is literally the reason I've won the battles I've won. It is absolutely nasty, actually. And it's hilarious to see it where you throw it in and people are just like, keep tapping. Oh, you're going to shield? You're going to not shield? Oh, here's a fire or a flamethrower. Oh, no, I'm actually throwing a crunch instead. And you just lost your defense. Congratulations. It's so fun. However, Galarian Dermanitan is trash. Hot trash.
It's probably about as trash as Clink Lang.
Cling clang.
That thing is... I was gonna ask you about how that progress was going.
That is not fun. I've learned that Flygon, even though it is glassy, is a monster. Even against neutral, like things that are neutral to it. Like,
are you willing to tell us? Are you Dragon Tail or Mudshot?
Dragon Tail.
Okay, that's good. Yeah. I was actually really jealous you got that, because that was my MVP last time we did the draft, was Flygon.
Yeah, I like it. And some Flora is a lot of fun, too. It's not very bulky, but those bullet seeds get to the Sludge Bomb and, what is it, Petal Blizzard?
Pretty Petal quick. Dance, I think.
Petal Dance?
Yeah.
Whatever. Petal something. That move. it gets to it pretty quick, so... It's been fun. We've also started they're signing up. They've got so we started the Battle for the Belt signups Thursday, Friday? Was it Thursday?
Thursday. I think you got it out a day earlier than you promised. I was proud of
you. Yeah. And I that Wednesday night, I just sat and typed everything up, and I sent it to Wildcat and Dino before I threw it out there, just to make sure like it sounded and made sense or whatever, and put it out there. We get signups, and then we end up with 22 trainers in this, in the Great League one, and realized today, well, first, there was no way for me to break apart 22 people evenly, so that was kind of throwing it off. So I was like, well, fuck it, let me just do a round robin. So I set up the round robin, put the link out there for them to all join, and find out at like, what, 2 o'clock this afternoon, that Sylph only allows 8 people, 8 trainers per round robin.
Why do you think I broke down when we did the round robin to the round robins before? I broke it down in groups of 8. Did you so not as think that through?
I didn't until after, like, as I'm creating things, I'm like, oh, I should have remembered. I remembered Wildcat saying something like that. So I ended up having to do a whole bunch of math. And hopefully I feel like I got it situated reasonably well. So I broke it down into 4 round robins, and I think we've got 7, 7, 7, 6. What is it? Or 5? I don't know. It's 4 broken into it. And then I did all randomizer stuff like that. That's boring people, but ended up doing a 12 trainer bracket, like a March Madness bracket. So first place from each group will get bye weeks. So yeah, so everyone's been really cool. Thank you everyone who's in it for being patient with me. First time doing something like this, so kinks. I gotta remember and write all this stuff down for the next one, because I know once we get to Master League, it's gonna be a lot less people, I'm sure.
you could count me out for Master League. Yeah.
Oh, I'm gonna. Yeah. I can't wait. I can't wait to see who joins. And
John Normus, he's got a huge roster. We're just gonna have to bug him to get him to do it.
Yeah,
it's gonna depend. Are you gonna do classic or open?
Everything is open.
Oh Lord. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, count me out.
Wait, no. Did we decide?
We decided open because we didn't want to punish people that had already built level 50s and said they couldn't compete because of it.
That's right. So that's that. But it's going to be fun. Miami Doc messaged me and he's like, wait, Eudinho and Wildcat aren't in this? And I'm like, no, we're shoutcasting. We're shoutcasting the championship. We can't be part of it. I was like, this is for you guys. Like, this is for you guys. This is your time to shine.
You're saying you can't shoutcast your own thing while you're battling? No. Be like, I'm about to blow.
I can't walk and chew gum, so I've had a hard enough time going through all the tabs while we're recording to look and see where we're at and then make sure I got music.
I got you.
Yeah. So that's, I'm looking forward. We'll give you guys updates on who makes it over to the bracket tournament and then throughout that. So we got that. Guardian Cup has started. I have a live that I'm doing Wednesday. And I'm pretty set.
You're doing a tournament before I am for once? Wow.
I guess so. I mean, I don't have an invite to the elite Kentucky group, so I don't know what goes on over there.
Kentucky's still not even starting until the 13th.
Okay. Well, I think everybody's waiting for Jumpluff. So
did you just see it came out tonight that Jumpluff is banned for this cycle and factions?
I saw
not Jumpluff, but Aerobatics specifically is
Aerobatics, banned. Which yeah. So if you do it, you can't bring that. But I think I'm settled. I'm gonna do maybe tonight or tomorrow a couple more practice battles, but I think I worked with with Konki on like a team. Played him a lot, been practicing with him a lot and going back and forth, and we've got some good picks. I got some good picks in there, and I'm pretty psyched about my team. I like it a lot. I'm going to get to the only pick I'm going to tell you, I'm going to give you, is I get to use my maxed out Alolan Geodude.
I built an Alolamola.
I know you did.
I can tell you, thick fish is thick.
It's
Astro insane. Doesn't like Alolamola for some reason.
I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. literally that thing can get hit with like a wild charge and still be like chilling.
It takes two discharges just fine.
It's ridiculous. It's so insane. It's like not even fair. When does our tournament start?
Monday. So a week from today, the 7th, so the 14th, about 8 p.m.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool. So we got that. Have you guys have been practicing, right? Or am I the only one?
I've done a few practice battles. I have not practiced nearly as much for this one as I have in the past.
Same. I looked at sort of like the top like picks, and I made my team from there and had like maybe three or four practice battles, not a whole lot of experience.
Yeah. I will say that not everything in the top like five are actually good.
I assume you're specifically looking at Machamp.
Yeah.
It's a little too glassy still.
I still don't understand how it's up there. I've practiced against a few people who have it, and they don't even bring it.
I think it's more about keeping... It's there to provide additional thought process. So, for example, if you're going to go up against a Steelix or a Vigoroth or Electivire, Sirfetch'd, it's going to beat all of those. Yeah. I did one practice tournament, and I can tell you the Pokemon that completely caught me off guard and I had no way to handle.
Dragonite?
Relicanth.
Huh.
Relicanth bodied the heck out of me.
That's crazy.
Well, isn't that the water New rock. Zealand exclusive? It's
exclusive to New Zealand. It was a practice tournament with fish, so we had, you know, Aussies and New Zealanders in it. Yeah. But right. Yeah. If you have a Relicanth, this may be your chance to bring it out, because it, when you stop and look at it, it's like, if you think of its type, it doesn't have a lot of bad matchups against the top of the meta.
Yeah.
So
I never thought it'd be viable, to be honest. Like, I got traded one like 2 years ago, and it just seemed like a dex filler at the point. So
always
maybe it's time to put some rare candies into something.
Wow. Yeah, I wouldn't have thought that. So let's see. That's like up there, so
it's ranked 20. I mean, it's actually highly ranked, so it's,
and it's higher than the other ones of that typing. So yeah. Yeah, Dragonite I've seen a lot. And yeah, I've seen a lot of Dragonite. Steelix, I think should be one, honestly.
I don't, because I don't have one. It should be banned.
So the reason I say that is you have to like really think about who you're bringing, because it runs Dragon Tail. So you throw out Dragonite, it's going to take down Dragonite, regardless of the fact that it's, you know, Dragonite's, you know, what, his attack is high, and I think this is like a 98 attack Steelix, so it's lower, but it does work, and it gets to those crunches real fast, and sometimes I forget And I'm like, oh, it's fine. And then there's a crunch, and then boom, bodies or earthquake. And I'm like, fuck.
I will say, just random sort of tangent, Steelix is like one of my favorite Pokemon. And I finally, my first Shundo I got a month ago, which was the Onix, 100% gold Steelix. And I am running this in my Guardian team. So that's
awesome.
Is definitely being on my team, but it's my first Shundo out of 5 years in the entire game playing.
That's awesome. Yeah. So yeah, I think this is going to be fun. Like I said, I've been practicing a lot. I feel pretty good about my team. I'll probably do a couple more practices just to see what's kind of out there. But yeah. So we'll talk more about that once our tournament gets started, or probably next episode after I do my live and kind of go over what I saw there. We got factions. We just wrapped up. What is it? Three?
The two. Third one? Two. We're on three.
We're on three. We're undefeated. Yeah. I know. I think Wildcat told me before we started, we're tied for third.
Tied for third currently.
In the, what is it, North American Open?
Yeah. Yeah, we are in Open. We had a couple bad cycles there.
Yeah. But we're getting back up there. I will say, and Miami Doc, thank you so much for letting me run Ultra League last week and this week. Because, what is it? The Cave Cup?
You mean the Dragalge Cup?
Yeah, I don't like it. I don't like it at all.
I don't have a Dragalge, so I physically can't do it. Without a good Dragalge, you can't run that cup.
Yeah. Matthew, are you on a faction?
I am. Yeah, I'm actually in Open with you guys, so I'm like, fingers crossed that like we can like team up and then have just like, you know, some wild banter between us. But I'm the Ultra League specialist. We're not doing so hot. We're 0-2, but we've been like 9-11, 8-12.
Yeah.
I'm actually surprised by the amount of people that forget to make their team. So you just get like random points, and that's something that we haven't encountered. So it's been fun though. You know, like, you know, we constantly banter as a team, as I'm sure you guys do, but I love it.
Cool. Yeah, I was asking because I didn't know if you were doing the cave meta, but man, like even Miami Doc was like, there's not much like for this meta at all. And like for him to say that, that's right. That's telling you something. Cause
yeah. And I'm running Ultra. I'm the Ultra specialist for it. So, but for the cave meta specifically, my teammates have just been like, this is dry. Like,
yeah,
there's really no variety. Mm-mm. Unfortunately.
It's just weird because typically that's one of the things Sylph does the best at doing is building in variety into their meta. So it really does suck that this happened. But you know what? They'll learn from it next cycle. I think they'll be back to their normal good thing. I mean, look at all the other cups. Everyone's going to have a clunker sometimes. And yeah, this is just so happened to be that clunker.
The thing that's so crazy is, if you pull up the rankings on PvPoke for this, yes, Dragalge is number one, but its score, it's, what is it, battle rating? 95.2. Sudowoodo comes in at number two at 94.8. Sudowoodo is like trash.
Yep.
I could not, like, it's a, like, it doesn't matter if it count, like, this, it just isn't, I think that Dragalge battle rating compared to the next one down should be a lot bigger than that.
Yeah, and I think that maybe just they expected some other Pokemon to be more popular. I think they were expecting something like Wormadam, which would hard counter Dragalge. to be really popular. I don't think I've seen it really much at all. No, so maybe that's the answer. Is you bring Wormadam and run Confusion and watch it just chunk Dragalge out.
And my question is, we had Hakuna Matata on earlier episode, and he was talking about how these are just like the initial predictions. I'm wondering if these have actually changed at all since, or been updated since they were put on, based on, you know, the cycle one, cycle two. So Wildcat, I know you're shaking your head, like, or nodding your head. Have you noticed any changes in the ranking?
For example, system? I think Bonsly XL moved up a little bit. There's been some minor tweaks to it, but that's the problem. Is if you look at they're not changing. Typically, by the second week of a meta, things start to shift because Dragalge is so dominant. The meta is not shifting, so everyone's just bringing Dragalge and the other next five best they have.
Whatever else, yeah.
So that's the problem. Is I think in this meta, if you had banned Dragalge, I actually think this is a great meta. But because it's there, it just falls a little flat.
So if you pull up the rankings, you look at Dragalge, its key losses: Wormadam, Articuno, Escavalier, Drifblim, and Zwellius. Zwellius is like 453. Like everything except Wormadam could be flipped depending on energy, shields, IVs, etc. Like, it's not huge, like, losses. Like, Wormadam, it's 287. Like, that's a win. Like,
yeah, that's one where you're throwing out super effective damage and resisting every attack that comes in, pretty much.
Yeah.
Except Aqua Tail, which Aqua Tail isn't that powerful.
Yeah. But then your next one, Articuno's 393, so almost 400. Like, you're almost right there in the middle of it. So it's crazy. Like, it's crazy. Wormadam and what? Fortress.
Be another one? It's not going to throw super effective damage, but it will still beat it pretty handily.
Yeah.
Once again, it's the steel typing. So if you're looking to beat Dragalge, you're looking at your steel types: Escavalier, Wormadam, Fortress. I think Scizor maybe. Nope, Scizor just loses. It's right there.
Yeah.
So those are really your counters to Dragalge. And then of course Articuno, because it's ice sitting super effective. That's it. So you've got a meta that is very, very Dragalge based. And when a meta develops around a single Pokemon, it makes it a lot more stale.
Yeah. I mean, I'm looking at like Dragalge versus the meta. Number one, Wormadam, and then Togetic at 290, and then Fortress is at 388. So it's like a 100-point difference between Wormadam and then Fortress. So
so what we're saying is start running Wormadam. Wormadam trash. We should be specific there. Wormadam. Trash Wormadam.
Yes, it's my fault. Yeah, not any of the other ones. The trash one, which isn't trash. It's trash because I have a trash one, but at least I have one. Having one is better than not.
It is.
Do you agree with it running Confusion as the primary
for this meta, right?
Yep. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, because it's gonna do super effective against the Dragalge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's definitely, if you're not running it on that, don't expect anything. So yeah, now we also have another new, tournament, I guess. Yeah, tournament.
Yeah, it's a new tournament.
That got announced today, I think.
It got announced last week. I may have forgot to put it up on Friday like I promised.
Totally. See, I was a day early and you were like half a week late.
Yeah, it went up this morning and we already have a lot of folks signed up. I can't tell without going through every single reaction, because instead of being nice like they did to Seagull and everyone used a single reaction to sign up, I've got 18 different reactions I have to plow through, and people have reacted two and three different times. And
oh no.
I noticed that. I kind of decided to troll and do the same.
So I've got to go dig all this through, but it's a team-based tournament, so it's going to be very similar to factions, but it's also specifically meant to be budget-friendly. We're bringing in and saying only things a second charge move is 10,000 dust or less, which automatically bans all the shadows because those are 12,000 minimal. And then we also ban some really common things and some things that are actually XL required. So, for example, we banned Diggersby. Diggersby, you have to have 400,000 plus dust to build, which I'm just looking and it's not marked as banned. I need to figure out. Oh, there it is. Yep. I was like, wait a second. I'm not seeing it. It requires 400,000 dust to build that. That's just too much. We banned, I think most of the charmers are banned. So, but what's going to be unique here is every team has, or every group has team captains and coaches. Like I mentioned last week, Lyles and Dino, they are team Easy Claps. Myself and Fish is team Catfish. Thanks Obama and Astro Zombie is team number three, the uncreative people. And Miami Dock and Village of Wolves is the Lycan Dock.
Now, did they have an opportunity to come up with the names?
We have asked them three separate times today.
Okay.
And they've known they were team captains for 2 months now?
For a while. Yeah.
So, and this is one I do have to say. We owe a huge shout out to Seagull for helping us build this meta. He is stepping back a little bit from TOing, but he still helped us build this meta, helped me get all the kinks worked out and do all the simulations. So this is one that wouldn't have been possible without his assistance. So thank you, Seagull. We miss you from a TO standpoint, but maybe one day you'll come back to the fold.
How about Zobama?
Zobama?
We'll
consider it. But so what will happen is
Zumba.
We will close signups on February 27th. So we're going to give, because it's a short month, number one. Number two, we have the draft going. We have the Guardian Cup going. We have Battle for the Bet. We have a lot happening. So we delayed this tournament. This was actually supposed to be the January meta, but it kind of took a lot longer to get through the draft than we expected. For some reason, it took a week and a half for 36 people to do 8 rounds of drafting. Who knew?
Oh, only 36.
Only 36. So we're going to close signups on the 28th. Team members will be determined to their coaches via RNG. So it's not like you could ask who you want. And let's be honest, if you ask us, can I go on this team? We're probably going to purposely move you off of the team. They'll be punished. You'll be punished for requesting teams. Yeah. So
yeah, I agree with that.
be ready. We're excited. It'll be a fun cup, and it's going to be a kind of a round, almost like factions, except we're going to do it round robin since we only have 4 teams. So there'll be 3 rounds, slot A versus slot A, slot B, et cetera, et cetera. Total points win at the end.
Cool. I'm excited. I feel bad for Thanks Obama that he's on a team with me. I feel bad for him.
We initially thought Astro was going to be too busy and didn't even ask if he wanted to coach. He's like, you forgot about me. What do you mean?
Yeah.
We thought you were busy.
I wanted to do it.
Yeah, no. which made us really happy, actually. We wanted Astro to be part of it, but now he has to get handicapped. Yeah. We had to give him the highest ranked Sylph player in the tournament as the coach, though. Thanks Obama is our highest ranked Sylph player in the server.
As a player in this event, I can honestly say I'm honestly excited for this meta. I think the coaching aspect alone is what makes this incredibly unique and something that I am excited to participate in.
Yeah, and it's just part of the extension. You know, one of the things Astro and I've talked about this before. The point of the show, the point of the podcast is to help others get better. We've started expanding out our coaching sessions. We're doing more live things. This is another extension of helping members get better by offering up. This is, you know, for all intents and purposes, free coaching that everyone has access to if you join the tournament. So just think of it that way. We're going to coach you on more than just this is the team you should bring. I will say teams will be locked through the tournament. So once you submit your 6, your 6 is locked for the tournament. Unlike factions where week over week, you're allowed to change your teams up.
Cool. Are you going to allow moves to be changed in the meantime?
Nope. Teams are locked. Okay. Truly so
they're,
locked.
They're
just
locked.
Like a SEAL tournament.
Truly locked. Awesome.
I like that. I can deal with that. That's cool. But yeah, I mean, Wildcat made a, hit the nail on the head with the whole purpose of the show and the Discord. And excuse me. I know we talk about joining the Discord or joining the Coach's Corner tier and stuff like that, but it's you don't. I mean, everyone's there. We're helping everyone, regardless of what tier you're on, or you know. Even people who aren't part of our Discord who send us emails or send us tweets, like we're helping them out as well. Honestly, the Patreon stuff is just to like keep the podcast lights on. Basically,
our goal is to break even. We're not trying to make anything.
Yeah, and the more
nobody
things we
do, is making money on this this yeah. podcast,
and the more things that we start doing, and you know, I enjoy every dime I spend on this thing. It is worth every bit of it. To see people like Mama Climbs and Thanks Friends and, you know, those kind of people, Greninja Muffin.
Swartz, Hasui, and Ryan has almost hit expert. Had never even hit veteran before.
Yeah. So, like, seeing that makes it, like, if I made no money whatsoever or anything, like no one paid for anything, I'd still be doing this every single week. So, yeah. I think that's pretty much it for our Sylph section. So let's go ahead and move over to the in-game news. If it turns on. Right. So, let's see. Let me pull up my calendar so I don't mess up dates. Okay. So, so Saturday is Jumpluff Community Day Hop Hip Community Day. Excited? Yes.
It's an exciting community day. Now, I have to ask, have you ever noticed the name of this evolution line?
Hop, skip, jump.
Yep, exactly. I love it. Yeah, it's one of my clever. Favorite evolution lines because of that.
Yeah. I like the names. Speaking of names, what's funny is my son was watching me during Go Battle Day and he saw Scrafty on my screen and he goes, "Oh, I remember that. That's the one who can't keep his pants up." And I'm like, "Yeah." And he's like, "Wait, the little one can't keep his pants up either." And I was like, "You're right." And he's like, "So he got older or he evolved and still doesn't know how to wear his pants?" Yep.
Like boys of the 90s and early 2000s.
Yeah. Oh, he's so a 90s Hot Topic kid with the mohawk and the beat.
Oh, you like must be so proud.
Oh, is he chain wallet? Does he have a chain wallet?
He should. Gracie, if you get bored and you want to draw something, draw a Hot Topic version of Scrafty. You won't have to do very much to it. look Wildcat's face.
I want it so bad.
It would fit perfect. It's dark, it's fighting, you know, it is. I digress. Hot Pip Community Day. So Saturday from 11 a.m. 5 p.m. your local time, correct? Yes. I always get it confused with there's some that run on local time and then there's some that run on everybody.
Nothing's ran on every time except for Go Battle League since like 2 years ago now.
Really?
Yeah. Everything, all the events except for Go Battle changeover and like box changeovers have been local time for almost 2 years now.
I don't know what game I've been playing then. Not surprising whatsoever. So I think besides obviously the Community Day move, I think the biggest thing about this Community Day is this Stardust bonus for the Skiplum. Not what is it? 900 per catch?
900 per catch without a star piece. And let's be honest, it's triple Stardust Day. We're all running star pieces.
Oh yeah. For sure. And have we gotten any type of clarification on this park situation?
I can tell you it's whatever open maps, because that's the back end they use to determine biome. So it's whatever open maps clarifies as a park.
Okay.
So, which is actually also the reason I figured out apparently my house, I told you I was having a ton of crow grunt spawns and things, which is technically not the city spawns, even though I live in the city. Open map still has my house where my house is listed as like horse pastures and fields. So I'm getting like forest based spawns as opposed to city spawns. So I get forest at home and I drive downtown and get the city spawns. It's really nice, actually.
Is your house like in your game like dark green?
No.
No. Okay. So that's okay. So the dark green is not going to necessarily be an indication of a park, if you will.
Dark green, maybe. I haven't noticed any direct correlation. It's hard to tell. Best thing to do, go to a local park and see.
Yeah, I did the park that I normally do all my community days at, where there's like three soccer fields and a football field. All of those fields are dark green. Like you could tell it's a totally different color patch of green than the rest of it around it. So I guess we'll just have to see. The only thing Matthew reminded us in the notes here, stock up on your Ultra Balls and Raspberries, because Skiplum is not easy to catch.
But it has a good circle. It has a easy to hit, excellent throw.
It has but isn't it, its catch rate is not...
It's pretty low. Yeah.
And it's one of those that go up and down. And
it moves around a lot.
Yeah.
It's so annoying.
But it just sounds like Matthew needs to get good.
I probably do. I know. I've heard a trick is turn the AR on for it, and then you'll be able to sort of like navigate. But you'll probably look weird if you're in a park, just like
I'm quick catching everything, every single one. Whether
anything? I thought that's what we had gotchas for.
Occasionally.
If it's skip loom, I'm gonna try to manually catch it. If it's hop hip, gotcha all day.
But even hop hip is hard to catch sometimes.
That's why you have the gotcha.
Yeah. You know, that's one thing.
Skip loom for the Stardust, baby.
I know, like, I guess Pokemon Go obviously isn't as mainstream as it was when the Go Plus came out and the gotchas came out, like those things. But man, someone's got to figure out a way to like mess with the gotcha or something so that I can use Ultra Balls and Great Balls. Because man, I lose so many Pokemon with my gotcha because I'm throwing regular Pokeballs.
Yeah, the problem there is it's leveraging the same SDK that the actual official tool goes. And if they manipulated that in any way, Niantic could then identify that you're not using official product, and that is bans for grounds for ban.
That makes sense. So, Niantic, if you're listening,
none of us use gotchas. We all use official Go Plus.
Once Niantic sponsors us, we'll all be using Go Pluses.
Yeah, because I guarantee Ken uses an official Go Plus, right?
he does. That's what he says. So, but yeah, if you're listening, work on that.
It would be an amazing feature. It really would be to allow you to set which kind of ball you want to use.
Here's a question. Would you guys be willing to have that in the subscription feature where you pay, let's say, $5 a month, and then you have the ability to dictate the priority of Pokeballs on your auto catcher?
If it was the only thing in the subscription. If it was
I mean, it's like an additive to it. Right.
Hard no. That is a
really
hard, that is an already paid premium item you've invested in for the game.
That's true. And those things aren't cheap. Like $50.
Yeah. The Pokeball Plus, which is what Niantic is officially, you know, selling for this now, is a $50 attachment to the game. Absolutely selling an additional functionality on top of that would be extremely dirty business practices and cause a huge uprising.
See, I don't think they will actually do anything to the gacha because it's already sold mainstream and GameStop. So they would have already put a cease and desist.
If you ever mention using a gacha to support, they will tell you it is not officially supported and that is grounds for banning on your account. It is the official answer from support if you mention that you're having an issue with the gacha.
Yeah. I thought I had read somewhere that they were working on a Pokeball Plus.
Yeah, well, it was rumored because they shut down a spoofing company that was named Pokemon Plus Plus or something like that. And they're like, well, maybe they're coming out with the Ball Plus Plus or something of that nature. They also were talking about another adapter for when Pokemon Sleep, you know, that thing that we heard about a few years ago, comes out.
That's what it was. Yeah. I think that's when you're talking about the Plus Plus. Yeah. That never came out. We just forgot about
it. It is actually still listed on the official projects page of TCPI.
Yeah.
So it's still in development, maybe.
They were hard at work making the brush your teeth with a Pokemon app that my kids have. They love it.
I was going to say, you're making a joke about it, but I guarantee you, your they kids use it, don't they?
They love it. They think it's the greatest thing in the world. So that's going to be fun. 5-star raids. We went over these last week. Have you done any? I've done a couple Regirocks.
I did a raid on stream last night just because I was about to lose the box. So I did a Jardagon raid from a random, I think it was, who was it that sent it to me? I think it was a Humblebrag maybe sent it to me. And it was simply because I wanted to be able to claim my free box before my raid passes expired. That's how much raiding I've done.
I got invited to a Jardagon. I think it was from Ash, maybe. Ended up being a hundo, so
I was nice. That. I did get a shiny Regirock already, so that was some GBL. Did you guys notice on Go Battle Day, were you getting a lot more legendaries that day?
No. I wasn't.
Really? I got, I think...
No, you got lucky. When you were saying like you got a shiny, I was like, I didn't see a single legendary that
seven
entire
or eight
day.
That day.
That's crazy.
I got maybe two the entire time.
I got zilch.
I got like Magikarp and something else. I forget. There were PvP Pokemon. Oh, I was getting a lot of Bayleaf. So I think it was
Bayleaf. I was fine with that. For the Meganium XL, but
yeah. Registeel starts on Wednesday, so when this comes out, that's the one everyone's gonna be like all over. I'm gonna be on it a little bit more because it's the only one of the three that I don't have the shiny for.
Same here.
And I do so many of those raids every time they come in, and I've never got the shiny.
Not to mention it breaks the game.
Yeah. It does. I can't wait.
I'm really looking forward to this mod coming out. with Zap Cannon.
Yeah.
For sure.
And then Deoxys will come after that. So the thing about the Deoxys, even though defense form is like the only viable one, the candy is all the same. So doing raids in normal for normal and speed and attack, you're still getting all those XL candy, all the regular candy that
as,
are going.
As well as a shiny mythical check that is not readily available in the main series. Shiny yeah. Deoxys is hard to get in the main series.
It's cool looking too.
It's yellow.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like it. It's fun. Let's see. So we've got spotlight hours.
Oh, you guys are skipping ahead. No, you're skipping my tags on here. Send me all the raids for Registeel.
We mentioned that last week.
And it needs to be reiterated between 3:30 p.m. EST to 9 p.m. EST. Send me all the raids.
He put his times that he wants people to send raids.
So you need to make sure you're on Reyes's friends list, and that is all the only person you need to send you raids. He will make sure you get all the raids you can handle.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine. I just needed to put the info out there again because no one's reached out to me. So,
yeah,
you may continue with the original show.
Okay, all right. back to our show. So spotlight hour next week is coughing.
Yeah, what's coughing
tomorrow. What's tomorrow? Yeah.
Spritzies tomorrow. That's actually one to go for. That's XL candy.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Coughing is just coughing. If you don't have a shiny one, I think it's a pretty cool shiny. It's like that pale green. So it's cool. It looks like a big booger that blows gas out of it. You guys will finally now get to see the faces everyone makes when I make bad jokes.
No. I was just thinking for Spritzy. I'm like, we're talking about Spritzy tomorrow. And I'm like, the date
not
this
even
episode
on the same Pokemon.
comes, I know. But I'm like, I'm with you with the coughing. But I'm like, Spritzy, by the time this episode comes out, it's not even going to be like, it's going to have come and gone. So that's where my EP mind went, where I was like, there's a reason why it wasn't mentioned in the show notes.
No one's going to ever care about
it. Yeah, I was like, yeah, it's in the past.
Yeah. So also starting tomorrow is the Valentine's Day event. No, I thought it started on the 9th.
Look, it's in the show notes. You also skipped another news story that I care a lot about.
I did?
Yes. Number four.
Spotlight. Oh, I did. I saw this and I thought about you and Dino, and I was going to text you guys and then I forgot. But Pokemon Go and TCG have done another collaboration, and this time it's not just one card.
It's
Wildcat,
full...
why don't you tell us what this is?
So we don't have a lot of info on it yet. So keep in mind, this is all just initially they're like, it's coming. TCG is getting a Pokemon Go set, an actual expansion set. We don't know how many cards. I think if I remember correctly, it's coming in about June, July-ish. It was said summer, so I'm expecting June or July. I'm really excited for this. This will be a set that I go out and go pretty hard for to try to complete. I just hope it's better than the Professor Willow card we already had, because that card sucked. It was not that good. It was not really good looking.
It wasn't good looking, but how good was the card in the TCG? Like, what did it do?
Nothing. It was a standard Professor card. The same thing any other Professor does. Like, it was nothing special, other than it had the code on it to get you the Meltan quest.
Okay.
So I wonder if we get some type of in-game crossover or something with this release.
We get another Meltan event with the shiny release. Because I have one, but it's so bad.
Do you not do your Meltan box every 3 days?
But you can't
get
a shiny unless it's the...
Oh, you want the shiny special one?
I have one shiny. It's just... it's like a 101 or something like that.
Okay.
It's terrible. Yeah. So yeah, that's cool. I saw that. I thought that was pretty cool. Interesting. It makes me excited when the Pokemon Company does anything with Go, because that makes me feel like they're trying to get it back into the spotlight again.
And so, one thing, I don't know if actually with Legends Arceus was probably the worst they've done. If you've not noticed recently, most of the time Go is actually tying into whatever's happening in the main series in the standard Pokemon realm, which is awesome, because for some of the other franchises, Unite hasn't done that at all, really. Masters does it 50-50 for the mobile game. So you can see they're specifically still focused on Go as a huge, you know, knowledge base and income source for them. Because let's be honest, it is a big income source for them.
Oh, yeah, for real.
I think it's their best platform for a collaboration, just because it is the closest thing they have to like a game release besides something like Arceus or you know, another, you know, shining, you know, pearl, shining diamond, of what,
brilliant diamond,
I'm butchering this.
brilliant diamond shining pearl
release, but it's the closest thing that they have for it in terms of a collaboration, which only makes sense to do, in my opinion.
So that's pretty cool. Okay, so it's the 10th, Thursday the 10th through Monday the 14th is the Valentine's Day event, and Flabébé will be making their debut. Flabébé Floette and Florgis. That thing. They're going to be making their debut. I like that it's a 2500. I like that.
Yeah.
It's is it 150? There's one that is it 50 and then 100?
No, it's 25 and 100 always. There was one 25 time,
candies to 100.
Yeah. There was one, but you also have an additional requirement.
And that is
25 buddy hearts to go up to Florgis. Specifically with your Floette. So you have to get Floette, you have to evolve up to Floette, then get 25 buddy hearts to evolve plus 100 candies to Florgis.
Okay. I mean, if you have your Poffins saved up, that's what, only two, I think.
Yeah, it is, but Poffins are for Dialga to get it the best buddy eventually.
16, I think it's, what is it, 16 with a Poffin?
You can get up to, I think, 20 with a Poffin if you do absolutely everything.
Yeah, so I very rarely get everything. I don't ever get the walking.
Do you know what's special about the little fairy flowers we're getting? There's five forms.
Yeah, I saw all that. I didn't realize that there was that many forms.
However, this entire event and release is a sham. I'm upset. I don't like it. I'm boycotting the event.
Explain why you are so upset with this event.
So, as I mentioned, there's five forms. So, worldwide, everyone's going to get orange and white. Good. The other three, of course, they had to make them region locked. And in the U.S., we are getting, why can I not see it here?
Isn't it yellow?
Yellow, sorry. Didn't see it in the notes, so I missed it. EMEA, Europe, Middle East, Africa, is getting the red one. And APAC is getting blue. The U.S. did not get blue. This is a sham event, and I'm upset. Not that blue is my favorite color or anything, y'all. Not, obviously not.
Doesn't Australia and New Zealand get are part of APAC, right? Yeah. So there you go.
Asia Pacific region. So fish, you listening to me? You catch an extra few blues and you bring them to me.
Yeah.
Wildcat like messaged this on the WeChat, and I was so confused. He's like, we don't get blue, and I was like, what?
Like, only color I care is the blue. I'm very upset.
Now, let's be clear. The color has no effect on the actual Pokemon stats, abilities, anything like that, correct?
Yes, the blue one obviously has to hit harder. As all things in blue are just better. Whether it's Wildcats or Rams.
This is not a Gorgias thing. I think color is just purely cosmetic, just like the Furfro.
No, absolutely. Yep. It definitely hits harder.
Yeah. speaking of we're going to get the heart trim in the Valentine's Day challenge. So if you want to do that, or you could just waste a whole bunch of Stardust and candy and try and change it till you get the right one.
You get to choose which one you go.
Oh, okay.
So you there catch you the normal and you get to choose which one you go to. And just if you don't know the economics of Pokemon Home right now, if you want a shiny Regirock, people are looking for a specific color or a specific trim of Furfru. Like legendaries are going for specific Furfru trims. That's how hard it is to get your hands on some of these trims. So y'all joshing on it. In the actual main series, Furfru trims matter. Because people, specifically, there's two or three that are really rare. Heart isn't that rare. It's not really that requested. But just know, you actually could, in Pokemon Home, Furfru is trade fodder.
Why? Okay. That's how many different trims of Furfru are there that have not been released in the game yet?
I think there's an 8 total, if I remember correctly. Give me a second, let me validate that. You guys go ahead and keep talking and I will look it up.
You got
okay,
me on
got
that
you
one.
let's
so yeah, while he's looking up that we'll have that they're gonna do a collection challenge. Event will feature two Valentine's Day themed collection challenges. Complete the collection challenges to encounter a female Frillish and a male Frillish. So for all of you people who don't do PvP, here's your chance.
Can I ask why are you listening to us? I mean, we appreciate it, but really?
Yeah. Hey.
Hey, we appreciate it. We really do, but we got to get you spinning your dust on PvP now. and it's not, there is 9 Furfru trims. I was so close. I couldn't remember. Yikes. The heart trim is coming. We have the star trim right now, Pharaoh trim, Kapaku, all around trim, and the dandy trim. So there's still 1, 2, 3 missing right now after this one comes out.
Okay. All right.
And I did say a lot of those words incorrectly, so just gonna let it go.
You could have said them wrong, right?
I don't speak Japanese or French, so I'm sorry. I can't say those words.
It's all right. So this one, so I know it's in field research, but normally when they do stuff like this, at least the Pokemon is in the wild, even if it's a rare spawn. So Gallade and Gardevoir will be able to get their Community Day move?
Synchronoise.
But Ralts is only available in field research. Or you can raid Gardevoir or Gallade. But
I'll be frankly honest, like you don't want their Community Day move anyways.
Yeah. Right. But in my head I'm like, they normally, like, if they're going to do something like that, they're normally put them in the wild.
Actually, I think them, like, the last time we got Community Day moves on something, it wasn't in the wild either. I think it was only in the raids.
Was it?
Yeah.
The raids would make sense.
Yeah, I think it was only in raids.
At least give me the under form. You know,
I'm assuming Gallade and Gardevoir in raids will have their Community Day move as well.
Yeah.
That's my assumption on that one.
Mm-hmm. So wild spawns, you're gonna get Chansey, Plusle, Minun, Volbeat,
Illumise? Is that where I'm looking? I need to look and see where you're at in the notes here.
It's the Alumize, yeah. Is everyone getting Volbeat?
I think it is. I think it's going to be world round.
Okay.
Oh, there we are in the notes.
I like the what's it called? The shiny version of Volbeat.
They swap colors pretty. Yeah, they're both really good. And I actually want the shiny Volbeat, so I'll be happy to go that. Also, someone explained to me how Alolamola is not the evolved form of Love Disc. How did they get this so wrong?
Ooh, that's actually a good
To
be honest,
Love Disc does not evolve.
I never thought of that.
Alolamola are their own separate Pokemon. Neither one of them evolve. How did they mess that up so much? Look at those two Pokemon.
I never thought of that until now.
Wow.
You're welcome. Now you all can be as angry about it as I am.
Man, now it's going to bother me. Shit. that'll be in the wild. The shiny gold one will be available. Then Woobat will be in the wild. And then your Flabébés, the red, blue, yellow. And then neutral form, Frou-Frou. So
Furfrou.
That. And then my favorite thing that they do, if you're lucky, you might encounter the following. Miltank, Audino, Alolamola, and then White Flower Flabébé or Orange Flower Flabébé. I wonder how lucky everyone's going to be. Because the last time they said, if you're lucky, that's like the only ones I saw.
That's exactly what I was getting ready to say. But you know what? Audino is a huge thing to see in the wild. 2,100 dust per catch.
Oh, that's going to be my... That's all I'm going to do. That and Alolamola, because I have a trash one.
Say that name correctly. It's Alolamola.
Because I'm... If I'm going to invest in that, I'm going to have a good one.
And I'm all Miltank, Audino, and Alolamola are all shiny as well, possible. So these are... For even the shiny hunters out there. Actually, everything but Furfrou... And the Flabébé lines are shiny eligible. This is good spawns, actually. Not really a lot of PvP relevance in any of this, but unless you say Chansey, don't you say that. No.
Here's your chance.
No. I did a Wigglytuff versus Chansey today. You talk about the most annoying battle. I threw a play rough from a Wigglytuff at a Chansey.
Here comes the money.
Here we go.
Here comes the money. Money. Dollar, dollar.
But why? I've already did this.
It can happen anytime, anytime, 5.5, any place.
Moving on.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. But, a play rough from a Wigglytuff onto a Chansey. How much do you think that does?
25%
less? 10?
Like
5?
1? What?
About 5% damage. It did just a little more than the charms was doing. It was painful. So no, Chansey is not a good spawn. I want to say that.
Man,
Chansey's a great spawn. I may have to
rethink my Love Cup team. At least just one of them. I feel like the other ones are good.
Yeah.
Were you going to say something?
I was going to say, what do you think about the global challenge? They're bringing that back.
Excuse me. Wasn't expecting that to happen.
I just love my absolute laughter and Matthew's stone face of these guys are so unprofessional.
So mad at me right now.
I'm just in the middle of figuring out where in the hell in the notes you guys are because you guys have been jumping around all the place. I've been on mute just trying to just go with the flow, you know?
Yeah, so what do you think? They brought back the global challenge. Do you like it?
I like that. So we have to send 70 million gifts. million, right? 70
million. 70 million gifts worldwide. I'll contribute maybe five. Maybe. Nope.
I think that's honestly kind of an easy goal to accomplish just from the normal groups. It's like...
No one on this show is going to help with that goal. Trust us.
No.
I understand that, but I'm saying, like, I honestly, if you even contribute three a day between, you know, was it the 9th and the 15th where this challenge must be completed, it's like I think the hardcore players are gonna do their was it are we at 45 or is it
you can only send 100 still gifts back a day. Down the it's you can send 100 a day, you can only open 20 or 30.
100
yeah
that mm-hmm. Wow, okay.
Yeah,
but think about I clearly am not sending enough gifts then.
6 days to send 70. Right. In my opinion, that's actually a really hard challenge comparatively to what we've had in the past. However, I guarantee you we make it, even if we make it like 3 hours left in the event, because they're not going to let us fail.
I was just about to say, let's be real about this. Even if we don't make it, we're still going to get those bonuses.
I bet by day two, we get 70 million. I think there's that much of a player base that we as PvP players are not accounting for that actually care about this, that would go above and beyond. Whether PvP players or people like us, where we're just like, I'm not opening up a gift unless it incentivizes me. But
so what, I think there's what is the people. Reward, Matthew? What do we got for a reward there?
I mean, nothing really that great. It's 3x. It's 3x transfer candy, which I think
if it was 3x Stardust, that thing would be done in half a day.
Or guaranteed XL candy. One XL candy for transfer.
That's why I said this will be done in 2 days. Is specifically because of the lack of wow award transfer candy. Great. When we have an event going on this month that gives us a XL candy per trade if you're level 40 or above. Personally don't care about transfer candy, but
keep in mind,
I'll at least help.
Keep in mind, three candies, that means if you transfer 33 Pokemon, that's one XL candy,
right?
Think about 33 Pokemon that you have to catch to get one XL candy.
Ooh, versus the 33 that I could just trade, you know, for 33.
So here's what you do to maximize it. You trade, mirror trade 100 Pokemon.
And then you transfer.
Then that's three extra XLs there.
Exactly.
And 9 hours of your life gone.
Yeah.
You know what? You better be really, really good friends with that person to sit down and do that.
We have listeners. Camo is a great example. I think every night he does 100 trades to get XL candies. Every night.
With who?
Himself.
Actually, I think it's his wife.
Or his wife.
Is it the wife's account?
I think it's actually. Yeah, she actually plays.
Oh, okay, cool. Camo, I'm sorry that, you know, you're going to see the quotation marks on the YouTube. Yeah, we just lost another.
Second time on the show and we lost a listener.
Oh, my goodness. I'm still learning, guys. I'm sorry.
It's all right. So then we got rates. I enjoy this tier 3-5. One, not so much, because Audino, you don't get the extra, the bonus Stardust.
You do still.
You do, from the raid? Okay. Yep. So, Audino. But, Lickitung is coming back to 3-star raids. I understand there's Nidoqueen, Nidoking, Gardevoir, and Gallade. This is all about Lickitung. All about it.
I think Nidoqueen as well, because XL, you get two XL candies for a Nidoqueen. And if you're still trying to build your Ultra League XL.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I think my main thing when I look at this list, I agree. I think it's Lickitung, Nidoqueen for sure. But the fact that only Lickitung can be shiny when you have all the other four already shiny available, and they're not going to be shiny for this raid, I think is just kind of like, is sort of like a disappointment. It kind of leaves a bad taste in my mouth, but I'm not complaining because I'm not really going to raid them. But there Lickitung, like
one,
all day.
One time that I remember, was it with the hats or something? It was something where the evolved form could be shiny from the raid.
It was
like a one-time thing.
It was a hat event, and then I also think for Go Fest one time, maybe it was also a costume of some sort, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, I think you're right. So you got that going on, and what's good also that ties in, if you're trying to build your Nidoqueen XL or your Lickitung XL, is during this event you're also getting two times catch candy. So there you go.
So Silver Pineapple, that's 20 plus another bonus 5 or 6 candy. So every 4 Nidoqueens is an extra XL candy plus the 2 you're already getting.
Yeah.
If you're throwing Silver Pineapples.
Yeah. So this one may be worth that middle, what, the adventure box? Is it adventure? The middle one that has like the 16 passes in it?
People raid in person? Is that a thing now?
I would do it. I'm gonna drive around and hit every Lickitung that I see. If I'm driving and I see a Lickitung, I'm pulling over to do it. So I don't know how hard it is. Can it be soloed?
It's a tough solo, but it can be done.
It can. It's not a shuckle.
However, we do owe a correction. Shuckle has been soloed now. It required a mega and level 50 Metagrosses. Wow. But it was soloed since last show.
Wow.
By who?
Someone out of Canada, I want to say, if I remember correctly. It was snowy weather, mega, and weather boosted steals.
That's a lot. It's a lot of variants.
It's a lot of variants. But it is possible.
Wow.
We must retract our previous statement of don't, it's impossible.
Right.
Yeah.
This is where we need to go. Anything is possible. Command.
Anything is possible. All right.
We got field research, task encounters. You will get Pikachu, Eevee, Lovedisc, or Ralts, all shiny eligible. If you're lucky, you might encounter the following: male Frillish, female Frillish, Alolamola, and Spinda with a heart pattern.
Do you know what's special about the heart pattern Spinda shiny?
It's the opposite color. I don't know.
Heart breaks in the pattern. It's got the shiny pattern is a broken heart and it's green.
Huh. Okay, I'm going to go for that cuz I have like I think I have one and I have a I have a shiny of 2 or 1 or 2. It's a green one.
Yeah, the green ones are shiny.
Yeah,
it's got a shiny broken heart as opposed to just a normal heart on its pattern, which is really cool.
Yeah.
Where's the heart located on it?
Just above the eye.
Drake haircut?
Just above the eye.
Or like, oh, okay.
Yeah. So, and then you're going to get Flabébé stickers and bundles and stuff like that. So I had mentioned at the beginning of the show that I saw a tweet come out from PV Poke about Florgis. So I kind of wanted to go over that because I thought it was interesting because I think it was Miami Doc mentioned, like was asking about it and saying like maybe this thing is going to be good after Community Day, and Wildcat came in and said no, it's not good. But then literally like 20 minutes after he said that, PV Poke came out or tweeted, Florgeist is a grass flavored fairy type and looks interesting, especially for Master Premier. Now, just because it's Master Premier doesn't mean it's not worth anything. The thing that I found interesting is it walls both Gyarados and Garchomp and has play against Walrein and Swampert. So it's not terrible. You've got Vine Whip, Disarming Voice, and Psychic. So it's got a 61.1 win percentage.
That's actually pretty incredible.
Yeah. I didn't even think about that. Like, I would have never thought.
See, I'm seeing in Master League, it still only has a 43% win percentage. Maybe is it Master Class? Oh, Master Premier. Okay.
Premier. Mm-hmm. Premier.
Okay. Well, yeah, yeah, it could have some play there. The problem is, you know, Miami Doc was mentioning maybe after a community day, it would be better. The only thing that could, that better Vibes moves it could get is things like Grass Knot, maybe, is a little lower energy cost. It's a fairy that doesn't learn Charm. So that right out of the gate actually makes it really hard to give it a better moveset. So I would think Grass Knot would be something. Magical Leaf could possibly do something, but that move, I don't know yet. I'm still iffy on it.
Mm-hmm.
We
got what? Did we get the stats on that this week, or was it last this week? Show?
This week.
Do you remember what it was?
Yep. It is down here. Give me a second. Okay. 9 damage, 9 energy gain, 1 second move.
Ugh.
Yeah. And it does not help Celebi at all.
No. It's a what? Air slash clone?
Yeah.
Is that, I think that's what what they said. That sucks. When are we going to get this, what is it? Fairy Wind?
God, I wish we would.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
I hate when they do that. I hate it. I hate it so much. When you put out that you're going to get there's going to be a new move, and then it's like they forgot.
Well, they never put it out. So keep that in mind. Fairy Wind was found by the Pokemoners. It was never officially announced.
Yeah. But still. I think they're normally on their shit when something gets posted. It's normally relatively soon.
Yeah.
But, and then we've got, well, we could talk about that. We'll talk about Johto Tour. Or the Johto event and tour and all that
stuff. When we actually have info on it? Other than my tinfoil hat that it's going to be Voltorb?
That's true. Yes, I agree with you. Especially with how many are popping up all over the place. So, So yeah, that's pretty much, I think that's it for in-game stuff.
I did have something I wanted to mention. We've been talking about it, the Pokemon Plays event in Orlando. Okay. We still have no info, but I was talking to Speedius on his stream the other day, and he mentioned some of the guys at Go Stadium are now saying they do absolutely believe it is on steel and that we should be getting information soon. So it sounds promising that it's not getting canceled. He wouldn't give names or anything of that nature, but he did say that a couple of them put out some tweets and things about it specifically. So, I trust Speedius. If Speedius is talking to people and they're telling him it sounds like it's a go, it may actually be a go, which makes me really happy. So maybe we'll see everyone in Orlando in April.
Yeah, maybe we can ask him a few more questions, because he did message me and said he wanted to come on the show 1 week. So
yeah, he actually, that was the other thing. He's like, I really need to get back up with you guys and quit being so flaky.
Yeah. I had asked him like November and he messaged me back in January.
Sounds about right. He actually played his own sets yesterday.
Really?
Him and Caleb both played their own sets. I was so shocked to see them playing.
Yeah, they were doing like a giveaway
for
it, because they got like special codes and stuff.
Yeah, they weren't neither one of them did any coaching yesterday. They both were doing their own sets. It was awesome.
Yeah,
I love watching Speedius play, because that dude is on another level. Mm-hmm. He really is.
Yeah, he's, I mean, he made Fortress popular. That's I mean honestly, like, the increase in Fortress usage went up right after that. So you know, we're gonna surprise you all with that whenever Speedius comes on. It'll be a surprise there. So let's go ahead, if that's it, we'll move over to our GBL section.
Fight.
All right. So we started today, this afternoon, new rotation, Master League Premier Classic, and Love Cup. I haven't done any of my sets today, and I probably aren't going to get to them unless we finish within the next hour. But have you guys done them? Matthew, have you done your sets?
I've done two sets, and that was with Love Cup.
And how was that?
It was actually shockingly good. I had been in communication with Mama Climbs early in the night, where she had made a triple legacy Sea King for the draft tournament, and I was inspired by that, so I sent her like a snapshot of me making a triple legacy Sea King tonight, and then she was saying, oh, I'm running this for Love Cup, and I was like, oh really, okay, like, well, what team are you running it with? So she's running it with like Electrode, Safe Swap, and Medicham in the back, and I just thought that sounded like absolutely brilliant, and I was like, I'll give it a shot. And she said that she had played like one set, she went up like 4-1. I haven't gotten an update with her. I was like, yo, keep me posted, like, you know, as you continue in the night. But I played two sets with it and I went 5-0, 5-0, and I was like, that's awesome. Oh my goodness, like, I mean, the poison jab, like, there's so many like Wigglytuff leads that is just like, it just shreds through that. And then the Icy Wind and Drill Run combination of it, I can stay in even if it's an Electrode, like, in the lead, which is rare, but I had about two of them in my 10 matches. You either get a shield with the Drill Run, which comes super quick with the new poison jab buff, like energy buff, Or you just like one shot this Electrode if they don't shield. So the team for me was brilliant. I asked Mama Climbs, she said she made the team herself as far as we know. I have no reason to doubt. So, I mean, I'm calling this the Mama Climbs team to climb Elo in Love Cup, but it did work for me. And I was super impressed with Sea King.
That's awesome. If I remember correctly, somebody on the show, I think it was last week, mentioned Sea King being a good Pokemon for this
cup. I know, and Dino didn't join this week. That's so sad for him.
Shut up.
I couldn't help it. You were setting it up for me to make the joke.
That's what I said. I looked at it and I'm like, man, this thing has a lot of play against everything. It's funny that I hadn't even looked at the Discord, and I had made my team last night. I think I was messing around with it, or the night before. And I went my Triple Legacy Sea King Electrode, and then I went Magcargo on the third. But now that I see the Medicham and I'm hearing Wildcat talk about his Chansey encounters, I'm thinking Medicham is definitely the way to go. I'll try one. Yeah. So I'll try my Magcargo, like maybe one set just to see how it goes. Just because I want to try a team that I made, but then I'll probably, her team looks solid for this thing.
It looks like it's a good team.
Yeah, it's a very good team. And then, like I said last week, and I mentioned it also in the Discord, I don't know if I'm going to be switching back and forth. Maybe one day I'll do Master League Premier Classic. One day I'll do Love Cup. I don't know yet. I don't know how I'm going to do it. But I completed it. It's ready to go. Gengar, Walrein, Gardevoir. I'm so excited.
Man, Walrein's showing up on a lot of teams.
Yeah.
I wonder what other team it showed up on that did some work yesterday.
I don't know. Oh, that's right, your team.
So I'm actually down 150 points, down to 2956. But what does that mean? 2956 plus 150. What would that make my Elo last night when I started?
You love us having to do this humble math, don't you? Like.
That's 2,000 plus, right?
You hit legend, my man.
I did. I went on another Ultra League. Yeah. So for the second season in a row, Go Battle Day Ultra League hit a heater. The team, and this is 100%, we've done the research. This is absolutely a team of my design that others have now taken and started using. Walrein lead, Talonflame safe swap, Sylveon. So next time when Ultra League comes back around, give it a try. The big advice I'll tell you, you never switch out of the lead of Walrein unless it's a fighter. And then you switch into Talonflame. Otherwise, you stay in and you either Icicle Spear or Earthquake everything to death. And it works so great.
That would have been good advice to give me when you told me to try out your team.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, it's in the Discord. If you go to the Discord, there's an entire how to play this team. But I did. I built this team on Tuesday last week when I was at 2504. I dropped, even after dropping all the dust that I talked about on last week's show, I dropped another 200,000 dust to build my Talonflame. Talonflame Walrein as a combo is a cheat code. It really is. I climbed from 2504 to 3098 last night's where I ended. Now, you know what's the advantage of hitting Legend on Go Battle Day? Your IV floors are dropped. I got my Pika Libre last night. Ooh. So Butters sent out an interesting tweet of he had the best Pika Libre IV spread in all of the world. His was 0-8-15. Dom's just so happened to be watching while I caught mine and decided to tag me on Butters' tweet. I had to get on Butters' stream and let him know I had to break his heart. 0-8-13. Rank 67 Pika Libre for Little Cup.
Wow. That's awesome.
Just to put that into prospect, the 0-8-15 is rank 183. If you have a better Pika Libre, higher ranked, let me, because I want to know. I want to know if there are actually those that exist out there that's better. But this thing is, I'm so pumped. Not shiny, however. Hmm. If it had been shiny, I would have flipping lost it on stream. So, but that is the other thing. Dino and I did another Go Battle Day stream last night. We both, we did something we never do, and we did simultaneous sets because he had all 10 of his to go because he may have been drinking a little throughout the day instead of battling. So
he was having a family day. Let's not give him crap for it.
I still got to give him crap.
Just
because you're with family doesn't mean you don't get crap given. That's exactly, exactly right.
Exactly.
Astro was with family and didn't stream with us. We're still giving Astro crap for not being on stream.
Drunken Clue.
Drunken Clue. Exactly. So I have, though, today, between just trying out different Master League Premier and Love Cup teams, dropped 150 points. But to be frankly honest, I don't care anymore. I don't like Love Cup. I never have liked Love Cup. Last year when Love Cup came, I dropped 500 points. So it's not like I am going to care that much about it. I care about the dust. 2,700 dust for a one win set, plus whatever the end rewards are. About 5,000 dust.
3x dust rewards right now for this.
Exactly.
2 weeks. So, yeah.
If I can win, if I go 1-4 all Love Cup, I'll be fine.
Better start raiding those Chanseys, my man.
Nope, Chansey doesn't exist. That's a myth. So how did your Go Battle Day go, Matthew? Other than, I know you climbed a little, I think.
Yeah, no, I actually did really good. So, as I stated on the first episode that I was on, I had taken a lot of time off of battling. The comment Dino made was, well, the previous GBL, you know, would be a good time to push. And I was saying, you know, you're absolutely right. My entire thing was relaxing, and then I could be in the mental state for one day to sort of like just grind as much as possible. I think I played like 10 sets. I got up to rank 18 from 11. And then I actually played 2 days prior to Go Battle Day, all my sets, and got up to 19. Go Battle Day started off at rank 19, hit 20, and then the 19-20 to your ELO is just battles. It's not necessarily like wins. So I did actually use Wildcat's team, Walrein, Talonflame, and Sylveon, and I can definitely attest to the fact that this team is an absolute monster. The only thing I will say is I wish that I had been in a higher ELO bracket, because the volatility of the amount of mons between like 22 to 2400, really that barrier, that plateau is so hard to get over for a lot of players, not just myself. But I can definitely see how this team took you from, you know, 2500 all the way up to expert. I mean, this thing, I climbed exclusively just using it from about rank 15 all the way up to my highest starting Elo of like 2340. So it's just a phenomenal team, and I'm gonna stick with it. But I was just laughing every time I'd see like Giratina lead. You know, like
it's like, even leads that you don't think would be good for Walrein. Right. Talonflame lead. Most Talonflame, people are going to want to jump out. You beat it. You beat it every single time.
Icicle Spear. Yep. You just straight Icicle Spear.
Swampert. Yep. Easy claps. Done. GG. Exactly. Like, oh, it's so fun.
It's learning those matchups, which it took me just like a little bit of like thinking, and my previous, like my early losses with the team was really just the trial and error. But just like you said, where when you made the comment in the group about the fighters, I really thought about that. I was like, that actually makes a ton of sense. Like, I would automatically switch in to Talonflame, but it was just because I knew that, you know, that counter damage would really add up. But then I was like, oh, but I have Sylveon in the back to handle any of this other stuff. And it's like, even Talonflame is going to do a number on any fighter that comes in. You know, you either burn one shield and then let Talonflame, you know, soft lose the Talonflame and then come in, and then you're at a position of advantage towards the end game and you could get your shield back. So I think it's a brilliant team, Wildcat. You know, all praises to you. And I mean, I sent you the screenshot. I mean, I've only played like 250 battles this entire season, and I'm already at like 2300 Elo. No legendaries in the rewards, though.
I got so many legs.
I know.
It was annoying. I was trying to stream last night and I didn't actually get through all 10 sets. I only got, or all 20 sets. I only got through 19.
Right.
Yeah. I was only halfway playing. I'll be frankly honest. I was just having a good time hanging out with everybody.
So. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good job.
No, you look like you have a lot of fun on stream, which is what I really appreciate about it.
Yeah.
He does.
Yeah. Stream is fun.
Yeah. So. We already had mentioned Magical Leaf, and there was another move that we got stats on, Sacred Fire. That's Ho-Oh's signature move.
They doing our boy Ho-Ho dirty.
So I'm going to read this straight from PvPoke. He tweeted this. Sacred Fire isn't bad, but 70 energy makes things tough for Ho-Oh. I did not know this, who is already one of the most technically challenging Pokemon to play. He doesn't see how much upside over Earthquake. Yeah. So 70 energy, and then he there was like a comment or a second part to it, where he kind of just reiterates that Celebi is unsalvageable. But if Niantic makes Sacred Sword convincing, I think they should scale it down to 50 energy or make the one attack drop guaranteed at 70, which I think makes sense. And I didn't realize that what I'm guessing this is Open Master. Zacian, that's like the Meta King right now.
Correct. And no, it's actually. So, I'm sorry, that is not Open Master. That is Master Premier.
Okay. So he said that if they Master did
Classic,
that,
it Master would make Classic. It, sorry, words Master are Classic. Hard.
Okay. it would make it a little more consistent. So. Yeah, 70 energy, and it's what, 120
damage.
120
damage. And it's only a 50% chance of dropping your opponent's attack. So that's, in my opinion, your biggest problem. So let's look at the other 70 energy moves. Return
okay.
is 130 damage. Dazzling Gleam's 110, Flash Cannon's 110. So it lines up in damage, but let's drop down to something like, or go up five more energy to Aeroblast. Aeroblast, you get 170 damage for five more energy and still a 12.5% chance of a two attack buff for yourself.
Wow.
Okay, something like at 75, Skull Bash, 130 damage and a guarantee plus one defense. So just with the moves that are around it for very similar energy, it doesn't actually pack what it needs to. If it was given that 100% chance, it then becomes a very viable move. Even something Bug Buzz, for example, it's 10 less energy and it only does 20 less damage and has a 30% chance of a debuff. So even that, in my opinion, is a better use of your overall energy.
Yeah.
So it just lacks from a standpoint of its debuff is not the proper debuff. It is not what you need to make the move viable.
Yeah. Yeah. Unless it's more, unless your percentage is higher or it's guaranteed.
It needed to be a guaranteed. I think it needed the Skull Bash treatment where you're guaranteed to go up once or drop it by one stage.
Yeah. Yeah. Either that or I think the only other thing would be what to make it similar to Brave Bird.
Similar to Brave Bird, maybe, or even
like right in between as far as energy goes.
Yeah, or even something like Draco Meteor, for example. 65 energy, it drops your defense or it drops 150 damage, but it drops your own attack by two stages. That you just don't have the trade-off. Like you're not getting the advantage of throwing such a high energy move by having a 50% chance. 120 damage is kind of middle of the road, in my opinion.
Yeah. Well, let's look at the other flying move. That was a fire move, right? Fire? Yeah. The other move that's getting added for Jumpluff, Acrobatics, 60 energy, 110 damage.
A better move across the board.
Much better.
Do we know that it's officially 60 energy? I think
yes.
It's been
mined.
Okay.
Yeah. 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 And I got that from PV Poke. So he doesn't mean it's gospel, but he doesn't normally post anything unless he's like pretty sure about it.
Brave Bird, yeah. You're looking at 55 energy for 130 damage with a debuff to yourself. So it just, across the board, there is a lot better DPE, damage per energy moves out there that just makes more sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's sad because I really like Ho-Ho and its signature move is so powerful. And to be relegated to this bad of a damage per energy with a small chance of a debuff sucks.
Yeah, that's terrible. So I think that's pretty much it. I think we covered everything really going on in GBL. I will give update next week on how my Master League stuff is going. If it goes really good, I will use my Twitter, maybe, or definitely post it in the Discord if it does well. I kind of was looking at it. I think right now I have Gengar running Sludge Bomb and whatever.
Shadow Punch Sludge Bomb?
But then I realized I have nothing for Snorlax or Magnezone.
Sludge Bomb would hit Snorlax hard enough to be viable still, and Shadow Punch is enough because Magnezone is so glassy. You have to pack Sludge Bomb because of
the fairies. Yeah, because I was thinking maybe running it with what's it called?
Focus Blast.
Focus Blast, just to see. But
there's not enough. I actually this week to
loses
fighting.
A win. Yeah. Snorlax is like the only Snorlax, and then
it's too glassy to not afford the shield pressure that Shadow Punch.
You're also looking at things like Escavalier that you'd be getting super effective at. It's already so glassy it doesn't matter,
right?
And like I said, Sludge Bomb will do enough to a Snorlax to at least give you a chance to come back with your next Pokemon on it.
Yeah, so we'll see. I'm excited. I'm excited to run it. So I put some time and I put a lot of resources into it. So I'm going to be running it and we'll see how that goes. So yeah, I think that wraps up the GBL section. So let's go ahead and move on. We've got a all new, right? Are we good? You got it? Because last time I checked our thing, we weren't sure.
Oh, maybe? I've been sure the entire time. After this one, I'm going to have to do some more research, but I've got this week.
Okay. All right. So we got, and this is going to be Matthew. We're popping a cherry today. Matthew's first.
It easy on me.
Little game show. Don't worry. Everyone's bad the first time. So let's go ahead and play Wildcat Dance.
Oh, you didn't know? You asked for the call, somebody!
I'm red, bitch!
Here comes the money!
Here we go!
I hate you that so much.
Is
you gotta do it.
5.5.
Absolute favorite thing that
5.5. Okay, I was gonna start with something easy, but screw you both now. Okay, ready.
Ready, let's go.
Non-legendary Pokemon has a base friendship of 0. Fact or crap? Matthew.
Repeat the question.
Non-legendary Pokemon has a base friendship of 0.
I'd say crap.
Astro?
I feel like there's that one. There's like that one Pokemon that's a 0. So I'm going to say it's fact.
Oh, it is crap. There is one Pokemon. You said the right thing, and then you gave the wrong answer. Did everyone else notice that, Matthew? You notice he gave the right information that one Pokemon has a base friendship of 0 and then said fact anyways? What is the one Pokemon, though? Do you guys have any clue?
It's got to be...
Pokemon that hates you the
Charizard?
Most.
No. Nope. Is it a dark Pokemon?
Nope. It's a normal type Pokemon.
Zangoose?
No. Good test. Matthew, you get one guess. Oh. Normal type. You're not going to get it right, but it's fun.
Lord. Is it with the first 3 generations?
I don't remember what gen this is in. Come on.
I got no, no
Buneary,
guess.
Buneary, when caught in the wild, will have a base friendship of 0, making it the only non-legendary or mythical Pokemon to do such.
You started with a hard one, my man.
I had an easy one to start, and you guys ruined that. Okay.
But let's be honest, Zangoose looks like he'd be a dick.
Yeah, no, for real.
Okay.
So, okay.
Infernape is capable of learning the move Grass Knot. Factor crap Astro.
I'm gonna go with fact.
Matthew.
I'm gonna go crap.
This is a fact. It is the coverage move that is given to Infernape in the main series game to be able to protect itself from its water counterpart in the starting trio.
Nice.
Yeah. And I do want to thank Greninja Muffin for helping me get that fact. So like I said before, if you have a fact you want to get on the show and you want to be in this segment, DM me on Discord or Twitter. More than happy to try to add, because I'm hitting the bottom of my lift if you haven't figured that out. Oh, or email. That's right.
Email them too.
You can email me now. That's right. Okay. Mm-hmm. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Meltan has the lowest base stat total of all Pokemon. Crap or fact, Matthew?
Meltan, the first form, no, it doesn't. Say crap.
Astro.
Say it again.
Meltan has the lowest mm-hmm. base stat total of all Pokemon.
I'm going to go with fact.
That is a crap. Do you have any clue what Pokemon has the lowest base stat total?
Sheninja?
No. It is a Gen 7 Pokemon. And I'll even give you more information. It is a Gen 7 legendary Pokemon.
Really? Hmm.
You forgot this Pokemon existed.
Silent outside of trying.
Did you guys forget Cosmog is a Pokemon? Who? Cosmog? It evolves into the box legendaries? It's the puffy little cloud that you get in Sun and Moon?
Oh, what is that? What did they call it in the show? Squeaky or something?
Yeah, Squeaky,
like that?
I think it was. Yeah. Cosmog has the lowest stat total of all Pokemon.
See, if you would have said that, I would have got it. Cosmog. I'm like,
okay, so
he's
we are up three now. Matthew is up 2-1 on the heading into the fourth question. Eevee can only evolve into the types that were considered special in the first generation. Fact or crap, Astro?
Special.
So nowadays in the main series, moves are broken down into special versus physical moves. In the first generation, instead of being moves dependent, it was type dependent. The first two generations, actually. Eevee can only evolve into Pokemon that were considered a special type. Fact or crap, Astro?
First generation.
First and technically second.
Oh, man. Now you're adding. Crap?
Matthew.
Is this in the video game?
All Pokemon lore is acceptable for factor crap.
Wait, it could only evolve
into special typings.
Fact.
It is indeed a fact. So to review, special types are water, fire, grass, electric, psychic, ice, dragon, and dark. So for all those people that are begging for a new evolution,
it's going to be dragon.
It's the only one missing.
That'd be so awesome.
However, I don't expect to get a dragon evolution.
I know.
I don't expect any more new evolutions heading forward.
They got to do one more. You can't just leave it out. Listen, they should do every time there's a generation, do a new.
I mean, people would love it, but they don't do that for some reason. Okay, last one. And Matthew's already clinched the win at 3-1. Pikachu directly translates as sparkly mouse noise. Fact or crap? Matthew.
Crap.
Astro.
I want to say fact just because it sounds great.
It is indeed a fact.
No! Yes!
Pikachu means sparkly mouse noise.
Oh my goodness.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
That was awesome. Awesome, awesome.
Congratulations, Matthew. You win 3-2 in your first ever Fact or Crap.
Oh, you didn't know? You are gonna call somebody!
You know how bad those it's how the reason I'm saying please send me more facts and craps. I've got three more left on my giant spreadsheet of facts and craps I looked up many months ago.
Wow.
So Get those in. I know I have one more that I need to add to it from Greninja Muffin that didn't make the show this week.
I could send you a bunch. I just don't think it'd be fair for me to play knowing the answers.
We'll have to do it on the time you're not on. So.
Yeah, exactly.
And actually, I had to remove one because of a question we got this week.
Okay.
So yeah, so you can email Wildcat those. We want to play our, we only played it once and that was on the anniversary show. So we do want to play the Say What again, where me and Dino have to read certain words and try and say it correctly. So if you want us to say something crazy or funny or whatever, get in touch with Matthew and
there's a question
suggestions
that you will take.
Nice. But yeah, you can get him those suggestions. You can email him or you can message him in the Discord so that he can put those together and we can do another one of those, because I thought it was fun. I mean, I like the music the most, but I thought it was fun.
It was a ton of fun.
I have no problem making fun of myself every now and then, so. I'm so serious all day that, like, when it comes to this, like, I just let it.
This is your free time.
So my question, though, is actually, how many of your coworkers and things actually listen to the podcast or even know you do it?
Oh, no, none of them. I wear our shirts and to work, and no one ever asks or anything. So,
yeah,
I mean, I've got Pokemon shit all over my office. So
my manager, so I won an award at work last week during our award ceremony. My manager insisted that a Pikachu was placed on my shirt for the award ceremony. He's like, I have to have it.
That's
representing on
awesome.
You. I appreciate it. I really do, actually.
That's awesome. That's
awesome. Yeah. I there will be a Pokemon on my casket when when that time comes. So yeah. All right. So we got one more thing left to do, and that is our question and answer segment.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Right. So before we get started, as always, if you want to ask us a question, you could do so in various forms. You can email us, you can message us on Twitter, or you can send us your question in the You Want Answers channel of the Discord. So there you go. Like I say every week, 98% of our questions are coming from our Discord members here. So first one is from Bugsmath. Writes, anyone receive an extra large Magikarp since the size update that came with Gorgeist? Especially with them being common right now, I would have expected to catch at least a few. It seems Niantic has made the Fisherman badge impossible if you didn't have it already. I don't know. I didn't notice that.
I never checked.
The badges like that. Yeah.
I will say that he did get a bunch of feedback in the Discord, and it seems like it is a little bit more rare now, but there's no direct proof of this. It's just some anecdotal feedback. But it was always rare in the first place. An extra large Magikarp was always really rare.
I wonder if I have one.
Speaking of Magikarp, you want to know... I don't know.
It's probably some stupid number.
Yeah.
ridiculous
number. But speaking of Magikarp, one of the worst missions in Legends Arceus, if you're trying to like fully 100% the game, you have to use Splash with Magikarp 100 times.
That's so great. I love when games do things like that. Because it's going to make your life so miserable.
I seen that and I'm like, I won't be completing this dex entry. I think it was Reversal did it live on stream.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh man, I do. I love when games do stuff like that. Just, it's fun. I like to see it. Speaking of Magikarp, this morning, I opened up the game and my house spawn was a Gyarados just chilling in my front yard.
Nice.
Yeah, that was one of the rare spawns for the event. That's super nice.
I saw Gyarados, and then what was the other one? I've seen a lot of Combusken. That one.
Combusken
comes after Torchic. Yep, that. I've seen a lot of those. I've seen actually quite a few two-stage evolutions out in the wild. So that's good. And then I just catch Meowth all over the place because I need the Stardust now.
That 500 Stardust per catch is awesome. Yep. But to officially answer Bug's math question, which has been answered in Discord, but for anybody else listening, what constitutes an extra large Magikarp for the Fisherman's Badge is a Magikarp that when you catch it, it weighs 13.13
kilograms
or higher, and is at least 1 meter in length, or 1 meter in length. So that's what they constitute in the game. And yeah, that is very rare. I know people were posting a bunch of numbers of, you know, how many Magikarp they've caught, and somebody has posted, like, you know, they caught like 4,000 and they only have like 600 of the 1,000 that they need. So it is very rare, but
that's insane.
That's the official guide for the Fisherman's thing. I certainly went and checked mine, and I was shocked at how little I actually had on it. So
probably got like 2.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So next question comes from King Tom. Writes, we got a 3-parter here. So first part, what is your favorite movie? Have you ever watched a movie in the theater more than once? So that's part one. Well, let's break this. Let's go through parts. So part one, Wildcat, what is your favorite movie?
That is tough, actually, to say. I'm just going to go with genre. Look at
everybody scratching their head.
Yeah, it's... I will say the new Spider-Man, actually. I think it was that good. And as far as seeing a movie in theaters more than once, I watched Endgame 3 times in theaters in one night. My wife was supposed to go with me to an early showing, but she was on call, so she didn't feel comfortable. And I was like, I'm going. Whether you come. So I went then. Well, one day, I should say, because it was the next day that I watched it the third time. 3 a.m., there's another showing. And she's like, okay, I didn't get called in. Do you want to go? Let's go. Let's do this thing.
Let's go.
That's
so
awesome.
I went at like awesome. 7 p.m., 3 a.m., and then I think we went back with another one of our friends at like 8 p.m. the next night. And that awesome. I would watch that movie in theaters again now. And all three of those were in IMAX.
Oh. Matthew, your favorite movie?
So I'm going to say that I agree with Wildcat, where I do think at least recently the newest Spider-Man is a phenomenal movie. However, my favorite movie of all time is The Social Network, which sort of broke through with Andrew Garfield, who was the second Spider-Man. I've been a huge Andrew Garfield fan, but I think The Social Network is sort of the pinnacle of screenwriting, directing, and acting all combined into one, and it's a travesty that it did not win Best Picture.
And then
I'm very opinionated on that.
Would I assume that that's the movie you watched the most in theaters?
No, actually, the movie that I watched the most in theaters was Amazing Spider-Man 1 with Andrew Garfield. I think I watched it about 6 times in theaters. I thought it was phenomenal. I love Andrew Garfield as Spider-Man. I thought he was incredibly underrated.
You don't think Tobey Maguire? I'm a huge Spider-Man fan.
Yeah, no, I
disagree with anyone who thinks anyone but Tom Holland's is the best Spider-Man.
Tom Holland, Tobey Maguire, Andrew Garfield.
He's actually what Spider-Man is supposed to be.
We're going to have to...
He's not a 27-year-old person trying to act like he's...
You know what? We're just 17. Gonna have to talk offline because this will be my last show I will be on for it. So.
When it comes to Spider-Man, that's my favorite all-time favorite comic book character ever. So I have lots of feelings. I get very upset,
right?
And very sad with bad representations of Spider-Man. My favorite movie. Could you guess? If you had a guess, my favorite movie.
Would it be a Spider-Man one?
Happy Gilmore.
Spider-Man Far From Home.
No. No. Actually, my favorite movie didn't come out any time. It came out probably 20 years before I was even born, I think. Hold on.
Casablanca?
I want to fact check.
This is very unfair. I don't know how old you are. So.
I just turned 37. Yeah. Oh, this is actually almost exactly 30 years before I was born.
Is it one of the Bond movies? Okay, I give up. Go ahead.
Disney's Peter Pan.
It's a great movie.
Oh, that is a good one.
Speaking of Disney, Encanto is a great movie.
Yeah, I haven't sat down to watch it yet, but it's been played in my house multiple times. I just haven't sat down to watch it.
And you're welcome, everyone that's now singing We Don't Talk About Bruno. You're very welcome.
1953, Peter Pan came out.
Okay.
I saw it when I was a little kid. It has been my favorite movie ever since. I make my kids watch it once a year, twice a year. And when I go to Disney, I fast pass that.
I was going to say, without fast pass, did you stand in the 2-hour wait this past time?
I've done it before.
That is the ride I have yet to ride with my wife, because neither one of us are willing to stand in the line for it.
For frequent Disney goers, mainly, I would assume it's Floridians that go as more times than most people. You will know that Peter Pan, and it's not there anymore. Don't believe I didn't check Mr. Toad's Wild Ride.
That's been gone for a while now.
Okay. So those two rides next to Space Mountain always have the longest lines.
I think the shortest I've ever seen Peter Pan was 55 minutes, even on a non-busy day.
Yeah. I went on a Tuesday in January, like late January, and it was still an hour. So, but that is my favorite movie of all time. And the movie I've seen the most in theater, Borat.
It's nice.
Really?
I saw Borat when it came out 5 times in the movie theater. And I laughed my ass off all 5 times.
Yes. Have you watched it recently?
Well, it's still hysterical.
Did you watch one?
It's still.
I haven't. I'm afraid to, because I don't want to ruin it.
Right. I'd say just keep the nostalgia of the first one. Just keep the good memories, you know, associated with it.
The thing is so many. it's okay. It's like the same thing when I watch Impractical Jokers. Like, they're so popular. How did this many people not know who they are?
Right.
So, like, in my head, I'm like, look, Borat blew him up. Like, it blew Sacha Baron Cohen up. How do you not know? Like, when you see this guy walk in, how do you know he's... How do you not know that he's a character? But the first one, I just thought it was... It just took that kind of comedy to a whole new level. He didn't care about who he offended. He didn't give two shits about anything PC, and he just said, I'm gonna make a fucking funny movie, and did it. If you haven't seen it, I don't know. I'm sure.
Don't watch it with your children, first off.
Yeah, don't watch it with your children. And if you are any sort of sensitive to racial jokes or anti-Semitism, don't watch it. Don't watch it. And just so you all know, he is Jewish. So he is very Jewish. And
he's playing a character.
He's playing a character that doesn't like Jews.
He's making a very roundabout way of some sort of cultural sentiment. So
there's a song he does that is just hysterical. But I watched Ali G when it was on HBO, and it's still funny. If you haven't watched Ali G,
absolutely love Ali G, especially watching him interview people. Like, it is the most hysterical thing ever.
It's great. It's great. So moving on to his second question, who are your celebrity crushes? Wildcat?
Anna Kendrick.
I knew that.
You tried to use it against me the other day.
I know, I tried. Matthew?
I honestly had to think about this because I don't necessarily view... Honestly, Scarlett Johansson. Like... Just ScarJo.
Astro?
So?
Or first, should we read Dino's list he sent to us? Not what? His he sent to us.
Send the list. We should read the list out.
Go ahead while I look it up, Astro, and do yours.
Oh, okay. My crush is Anne Hathaway.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Yeah. To the point where I've watched The Princess Diaries multiple times just to watch
that movie. Is so funny.
It's so funny.
So funny.
Okay, I got the Dino list here now.
Yes.
It starts with Jessica Alba.
Okay.
Vanessa Hudgens.
Okay.
Gal Gadot. Armas, Scarlett Johansson, and Jessica Biel. I believe Dino has a type. I believe, looking at this list, there's a specific type for Dino.
Just a little. I mean, my second one, I guess, would be kind of similar, is Zooey Deschanel.
I was going to say my second That's would be Scarlett two. Johansson, actually.
Oh, so you got a type 2. Yeah. any female that plays in a Marvel movie.
Anna Kendrick hasn't been Marvel.
That's right, she hasn't. Wait. Okay, I'm getting my people confused.
Who are you thinking?
Never mind. What's her name?
Were you thinking she was in Thor?
Yes.
Oh, that's Natalie Portman. No.
Yeah, Natalie Portman.
Yeah.
No. Anna Kendrick's funny and cheerful, and just, I love Anna Kendrick.
I like her. I like Pitch Perfect. I thought that movie was great.
I've watched all three Pitch Perfects.
The trilogies are just bangers of films.
I need to see
They're
it.
So funny.
I love it. And then finally, his third question, what will the score of the Super Bowl be? I'm going to start with this one. I'm going to say 21-17 Cincinnati. That is nice.
I quit.
I did that on
purpose. I know you did.
I did that on purpose.
And you also are just sucking up to King Tom and Tyler. Let's be honest here.
Yep. Yep. It's my boys. Yeah. My boys.
27-24 Rams.
Okay. Matthew? You got anything on this one?
Football is the sport with the egg, Mike shaped ball.
This is the ball that guy thrown downfield and all this stuff. Oh, okay.
My boy's playing the foosball.
Playing the foosball.
Oh, water boy.
Playing the foosball.
Oh, I love that movie.
So it's Bengals Rams.
Correct.
Oh.
All right, I'm just gonna try.
Which animal do you like?
Suck up to Wildcat Dad and just say Rams are gonna win, but they're gonna win
30 touchdowns or 7 field goals.
Thank you for that, man.
Extra points are 1, field goals 35-28.
Okay. It's going to be
I will take any of those scores. Yeah, to be
35-28.
Let me I am a Rams fan. I am absolutely a Rams fan. I will be ecstatic if they win, but playing against the Bengals, I will not be sad losing. Because in Kentucky, the Bengals is the dominant team that most people are fans of.
You guys like your cats out there.
Who's the halftime show?
Snoop Dogg and a bunch of other people. It's a good halftime show. I will not be on stream Sunday night. Dino will still be streaming. I will not be there. Let's just be frank about it.
All right. 35-28 is my prediction.
There you go. All right. Moving along. Next question comes from Modders 19. Right. First part. If the BTW team members, including admins and mods, were ice cream, what flavors would they be? So let's go, you know what, let's do
admins first.
The
admins fish on a heater, I think, is pretty self-explanatory.
Vanilla.
I was gonna say fish.
I just wanted to give him a boring one.
You got seagull? What do you got for seagull?
Seagull's Rainbow? Superman ice cream because he just does it all.
Rainbow sorbet.
Okay. And then Reyes. The Raid Legend of Reyes.
Rocky Road.
Okay. And Dino, since he's not here, I'm saying cinnamon. Spicy?
I was going to say dulce de leche. But I can. That's only because I can.
I'm going with the spicy.
I'm not going to take that chance. I don't care. I'll say it. Dulce de leche.
Matthew,
next,
what do you got?
Who's next?
Matthew?
For who?
For you.
For Dino.
You're going to give Dino's? Okay.
Dino one.
Oh, Lord. You're putting me in a spot. I don't know you guys this well to do that. Dino. You know what? He's a Swampert lover. I give him Blue Moon. Do you guys know Blue Moon?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, we forgot Miami Dock.
Blue Moon. Miami Dock, some like, you know, sorbet,
sea salted
yogurt,
caramel.
Something healthy.
Sea salted caramel, because he's real salty when he loses.
That's a good one. Yeah, that's a good one. Let's see. Wildcat.
I'm bourbon. I'm in Kentucky. What other flavor can I be?
What bourbon infused what though? Like vanilla?
Bourbon? Just bourbon ice cream.
Just bourbon ice cream? Bourbon
else
ice.
Into
they
it.
Have bourbon. Okay.
Never
okay.
had.
Yes.
Never had that.
I was going to say coffee, just because like right. coffee ice cream has like a warm feeling.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
And then you like, could the, then the you taste. Could you could add like the bourbon flavor to that. I think that would go really well together.
There you go. Oh, you could put some Kahlua on top of it. Ooh, there you go. Yeah. Make it fun. There
okay,
you go.
Now we got extra.
Right. I love these questions. I love these questions.
Oh, we gotta do Matthew first. I forgot. We forgot Matthew over here.
Matthew. Let's see. Ice cream. I feel like you're a mint chocolate chip.
Ooh, interesting. What, the rationale behind it.
Fresh and clunky.
Fresh and clunky? I could get that.
I was going to go strawberry. Wants to be liked by everyone, but not really adored by many.
That's a good one. That's good.
I got to put myself on mute.
I like those.
And last, Astro, Astro, Astro.
Let's see. We'll bring it on.
Orange.
Orange glade. I didn't say banana.
No, just orange.
Orange. Orange ice cream.
Something no one really wants.
Terribly disgusting. I don't want it. Not even sorbet. Ice cream.
Straight like, orange ice cream with a little bit of peel in it, too. A little bit of zest stripped right on in there with it.
The only orange flavored dessert thing that I like are those Flintstone push-up pops. I just did I should have done. I forgot we were recording. I did some. I never do that again.
And this week's show won't be on YouTube now.
Now it's if there's a blank out, I did a gesture with my hands that could be considered obscene in some circles.
Oh, man, how have we went so far off the rails this rough. Week, y'all? Good, amazing questions. Thank you.
And it's because our executive producer is on the show and he can't yell at us in our ear to move along to the next question.
Let's be honest. Would we, even if he was yelling us in our ear?
It depends on how much fun we were
having. Oh, no, this has been a ton of fun. I'll take that.
His second part is, what moveset would you run on Ninetales in Guardian Cup?
I believe I'm definitely going to go Fire Spin. I think either Solar Beam or Psy Shock, and then, of course, the Fire move as well. It's recommended that you're going to go Weather Ball Fire and Overheat. You don't want two Fire moves. You don't want to lock yourself in. Depending upon your team comp, it's either going to be Psy Shock or Solar Beam. If you have an issue with water, you definitely need Solar Beam to be able to fight back. Otherwise, Psy Shock is much better.
Yep. Yeah. Mine has... Well, I'm not going to tell you what mine has.
Now we know it's on your team. Oh, look at you.
Do you? No, I will... that one's on my team. That and Sea King, that's all you get. I will say that if I didn't spend so much, I would have purified and built my rank 3 Ninetales and ran it with Return, but I'm not spending any more Stardust for like a year.
Liar.
I need to know. Listen, once I've tasted a million, I tasted it, I need to get back. Have to get back.
I'll put you on my program. I'll show you my ways.
I just not evolving any or powering up anything. I'm just going with what I got. Next question comes from Greninja Muffin. And before we do this, let me just say this. I apologize, Greninja Muffin. You sent us an email last week with a question, and I did not check our email before the show started, and we missed your question last week.
Shame.
I didn't see it till the next day, so I apologize. So yeah, moving on.
Is the question still relevant? Can we ask it and answer it?
I don't even remember when or where.
Yeah, I'd have to go back and look it up now.
Yeah, okay. If we find it, we'll do it on next week. So he writes, I've been kind of sucking at Ultra League and Ultra League Premier Classic, so I've been thinking about trying out an Empoleon, Lugia, and Gudra as a makeshift double dragon. Thoughts? Also been swapping Gudra for Poliwrath. Poliwrath has Ice Punch and Dynamic Punch.
Double Dragon doesn't work anymore. And Ultra. Walrein broke Double Dragon.
Yeah. And I like Lugia in Great League and I like Lugia in Master League. It doesn't mesh well with the Ultra League meta.
If you want a decent Lugia team, you look up Yasir's team that he's running. It bodied me really hard on his alt account on stream. Because I was not expecting that thing to come in. And I had no clue what to do with it once my Walrein was gone.
I like the idea of Empoleon and Poliwrath.
Empoleon and Poliwrath's a good core. I think in that situation, you need something to cover an electric weakness. Pretty large electric weakness. So maybe a Trevenant with that core.
Yeah,
I would.
Yeah, because I was gonna say you need a grass, or a fire.
Right. I would say definitely Poliwrath over Gudra because your main problem is like Walrein's gonna be able to beat all three of those except for Poliwrath.
Walrein can beat Poliwrath as well as long as you don't win the Dynamic Punch.
Right.
Yeah.
But this the shield pressure of Dynamic Punch that puts it at bay versus just like it hard beats Empoleon, hard beats Lugia, hard beats Gudra because of the dragon, and you could just spam Icicle Spears all day. I think Poliwrath is going to be the better move for that, but with Walrein in the meta, unfortunately, Empoleon double dragon, no bueno, unfortunately. I didn't see a single person running Empoleon Double Dragon all day when I was doing Ultra League. I was doing Open Ultra, too, and not a single person ran Empoleon Double Dragon. Or I didn't even see a single Empoleon.
I've seen Empoleon. I saw one Dragonite, and the only Dragon I saw the entire time was Giratina. Yeah,
right,
I saw Giratina. I've seen a Kingdra here and there, but nothing else.
Right.
No. Walrein completely destroyed dragons.
Made me so happy to see that, because I hated Empoleon Double Dragon.
Yeah, it was intense. All right. Next question comes from Fish on Heater, two parts. First one, since it's Gold Battle Day here, last week, what else would you do 20 times a day?
What else would you like to do 20 times a day?
Can't answer that question. Not on a show.
Yeah.
Not on a show.
I'm not going to get us kicked off the air here.
Nope.
We hear an explicit tag, but leave your imagination going.
Yep. I'm going to leave that one there. Do you want to answer that one, Matt?
I would like 20 really decent hugs a day. And so that will be the sweet answer that we give on the show.
I wouldn't mind taking 20 naps in a day.
But the productivity, though.
Look. Everyone needs a day just to get away from being productive. Let's be honest.
Everybody needs a hug. Just...
No.
Astro's not a cuddly guy. Can you tell?
Family are the only ones I hug like that. I know, I'm weird. I get really weird when people... Like, I get claustrophobic.
Everyone at World or at Regionals, make sure you hug Astro. He's requesting it, please.
Terrible. It's going to be absolutely terrible.
If you meet me on the street currently, as long as you're masked, I'll give you a big old hug.
So. You're the Dave Matthews. You're the Dave Matthews video.
Yeah,
the guy just walks around.
I'm a giant cuddly teddy bear. I can't do things but hug people.
Well, listen. Yeah. I said family. Your extension there. So, second part. What Pokemon related job would you want in the Pokemon universe? Must have nothing to do with battling.
I got this. Is easy.
Go.
Researcher. Matthew?
Probably something to do with healing, like working in the Pokemon Center.
You want to be Nurse Joy? Got it.
I want to work with Nurse Joy.
I'm trying not to say it. Set that up.
It can't be battle related. I guess.
Y'all, do you see the smoke coming out of his ears trying to think?
Well, no, because like research, they do so many different things. Like they can do so many different things.
That's why I chose
it. What was Brock's?
Brock was a gym leader. That's battling.
Yeah, but Brock was a breeder.
Oh, yeah, he was a breeder as well.
That's it. I'll do that one. Breeder. That sounds interesting.
The next question perfectly follows this up.
There
is another question later on here that sums it up.
Next one from what you had to change your name.
Schwartz
your name.
is Hisuian Ryan.
Schwartz.
Yep.
Hisuian Ryan.
There you go. Two parts here. Can you say the six sheep?
No, none of us can do it. I'm not going to try. Matthew, or unless Matthew wants to try.
I'll give it a shot. Give me a second. Let me go to the notes. The six sheep sick.
Sure.
I think you're... Yep, it's closer than I got.
Maybe. We'll see. Time will tell. I don't think I got it, but...
And then, how did you celebrate your first legend set? There's only one person on the show that can answer my question.
Define first the legend this season or legend last season? This season.
Last season, your first one.
Yeah. Why don't you tell us?
Here comes the money.
Here we go.
Here comes the money.
I found that question and I was like, I don't care if I don't do it the entire show. When that question gets asked, I'm doing it right before he speaks.
Thank you so much.
You gotta say it.
5.5. It hasn't changed since the show started.
Okay. Well, you could have caught a Pokemon. Dino battles at the end.
That's true. I don't think I really did much to celebrate the first legend set. Now, this time I gave out 5 subs on the Discord or on this Twitch.
Yep.
That's nice.
He texts us a whole bunch of OMG, OMG, yes. OMG, OMG, OMG.
Yes, this is correct.
Yeah. So, good. Okay, we'll move on. Next one from Conky. 1452. What unreleased Pokemon are you looking forward to the most? I think me and Wildcat have the exact same one.
Grimmsnarl!
Yeah. Yep. That's it. Matthew, do you have one?
Yeah, it's Volcarona.
Why? So you have to earn 800 candies to evolve it?
I have no problem grinding that out.
And it'll be rarer than Noibat?
I have a decent amount of Noibat candies.
I have a I have one now.
Yeah, I have a rank.
Listen,
rank 22 Ultra Noivern, and I'm just waiting for it to get a better fast move.
Yeah. I mean, you didn't, you're telling me out of all those 12K eggs, have you hatched them yet?
No, they're still incubating.
Okay. If you don't get at least two, I'd be surprised.
Are they in 12K eggs?
They're not. Oh, no, they're not. They're in the Adventure Sink 10K eggs.
Yeah, because I hatched when I was at Disney. I hatched something like 53 eggs and only got one.
I mean, I've had them spawning.
Yeah.
Like in my area. I've caught
one in the wild. Ever.
When I first saw it on my radar as like the silhouette, I was like, got up from whatever I was doing. I was like, I'm going in the car, driving to the stop that it was at just to catch it for the first time.
Nice. All right, so we got a few more. Let's burn through these. This one comes from our boy Siegel. Oh, you guys love these multiple part questions. Part one, what Pokemon would you like to eat and how would you prepare / cook it? Let's do Matthew, because I think we've already mentioned this.
I've changed my answer though.
It's been a previous question. Probably like Miltank, something cow-ish. Miltank. Yeah, Miltank.
There you go.
Buffalant.
You stole mine.
Bison burgers.
That's what I said last time.
Yeah, I know. I changed my answer. Mine. I went with something that wasn't already a food.
Because it was a good answer.
I thought you said Tauros last time, actually.
I'm pretty sure I said
Buffalant. I thought you said Tauros.
Someone, if anyone has time to listen to our blabber, go back and listen, find the episode, and tell me. I'm pretty sure
I have. You said Tauros. I've done my research as EP.
You know I can mute you from here, right? I have ultimate power.
No!
So, next part. What is Lieutenant Surge and Lieutenant... What? Of it?
A Lieutenant of... If Pokemon never had a war. There we go.
My contacts are starting to dry out, so I'm...
So Seagull obviously has not played Pokemon Red, Blue, Green, Yellow.
I saw that you called him out on that, too.
Yeah. In...
I just saw... You must have not played the main series.
Yeah, so in the Red and Blue games... There is a line of text that says, "What is Lieutenant Surge, the gym leader of Vermilion City, was a most likely a soldier in this war. When you first encounter Surge in Vermilion City, he rambles about how an electric Pokemon saved his butt during the war, but he never goes into detail as to what the war was. However, there's also another avenue you could take in answering this question if you want to look at the manga. In the manga, Lieutenant Surge is actually one of the leaders of Team Rocket. And has attempted to kill Red multiple times.
He looks like it.
Actually, most Gen 1 gym leaders are evil in the manga. Outside of Brock.
That's interesting.
Which actually spoils one of my future... This was the fact I had to remove.
Well, you didn't have to go that far.
Oh, but I did to just make sure Ryan knew how wrong he was.
Nice. Last Seagull, sorry. One of his... what do you guys think of Pidgeys and Beedrill's... What do you think the Pidgeys and Beedrill conversation is like? Do you think the Pokemon daycare has... a dedicated breeding section.
Birds and the bees, the Pidgeys and the Beedrills.
Oh, I get it. I just didn't want to justify him.
I did get it. I got it now. There you go. Thanks for putting it. Yeah. Yes, it has a dedicated breeding section. As speaking from a breeder.
Yo, we getting slap happy.
Yeah, I know. It's past midnight here, so and I've been up since 5:30 this morning, so I'm getting close to that time. Next one from Mama Climbs. What GBL regional championship are you guys attending? I don't want to read the rest of it because she says something wrong. She says something about going to another state that's not Florida.
It is a weird sentence.
She says something about going to Milwaukee.
Milwaukee? What?
Wisconsin?
I have been to Milwaukee. It's actually a nice city, but that's besides the point.
No, it is. But considering the Orlando one, Florida weather sounds like a nice change. In April? Yes. Yes. If it was in June, I'd tell you, maybe. what about champions in Europe? If I had the money, if this is all still happening, which we kind of confirm, we have an idea that
the rumor mill is saying yes.
I would love to go to Europe, but realistically, Orlando's a 3.5 hour drive for me.
It's only a 12-hour drive for me, but the plan is I'll be down in Orlando, and I think the plan is we're going to have some type of BTW meetup pending it actually happening.
Oh, yeah. Oh, for real. If it happens, I'll be there. We will find a bar.
Splitsville.
We will hang out.
Disney Springs. Ooh, or the Edison. Ooh, or Hangar Bar. Hangar Bar.
Hangar Bar's the Indiana Jones one, right? That's where I'll be. Because they don't have a Star Wars one outside of.
But Splitsville's fun too. Probably a meetup in Disney Springs is what it sounds like is happening.
Something. Yeah, we'll see. Well, we'll see how far away everything is and people driving and stuff like that. We don't promote.
It's called Uber.
There we go. Sometimes I forget that exists because I taken like three in my entire life.
Oh no, it's our company's official policy that when you're traveling you have to use it. Like you cannot rent a car anymore when you're traveling.
Interesting. So Mama Climbs, we will see you in Orlando. No ands, ifs, or buts about it.
She even has a direct flight to Orlando. There's no excuses now. Come on.
There's no excuses. No excuses. Next one. From our new flow. With the release of Arceus and Niantic pushing the AAR, how far away do you guys think we are from a game that is a combination of Arceus and Pokemon Go? It depends if they want to work with Facebook.
It also depends if Facebook, the Pokemon company, can figure out how to do real graphics.
Like AR.
Like, I mean, let's be honest. I love Arceus. It's not very good graphically. It's really far. Now, with that being said, I understand.
It's stylistic. It's,
no. The Starly flapping its wings at 3 frames a second is not a stylistic choice. Game Freak historically has only ever developed for very low-powered handheld consoles or handheld systems. They're still learning how to do modern coding. So even though it is not up to par with other games that's coming out today or in 2013, it's still a fun game. The gameplay's there.
Yeah.
But because of that, I think we're years off.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a while. And honestly, like I said, I think AR, augmented reality, VR, like it's kind of all in the same thing. And I think Facebook really has that market cornered right now. There's not much.
So what you're saying is Nintendo will never work with Facebook, and Facebook's never going to work with Nintendo, so it's never going to happen?
Nintendo's pretty in-house with everything.
They could do it using the, what was the
And a power glove.
Oh god, no. No, they did a new version of their like AR thing for the cardboard assembly things that you can do.
The cardboard box. Oh, I forget what that's even called. If you think about it, we'll say it. All right, so we got one more question. This is it. Yay. I'm tired, guys. I'm sorry. Last one. Since the trans... Oh, it comes from It's Graves. Since the transition from Gen 5 to Gen 6, there has been a new generation / main series game release every 3 years. How far-fetched would it be to speculate that by the end of the year, we will be getting a Gen 9 game since Sword and Shield was released 3 years ago?
Stay tuned for April.
I'll leave that for you.
Stay tuned for April.
What does that mean? Is that when Sword and Shield came out?
Nope.
I thought it came out in November.
It came out in November. Stay tuned for April. You'll hear about Gen 9 in April.
Why?
There's reasons. There's insiders that there's already insiders that's already confirmed that's the expected time window for them to announce it. That we should probably likely get a tease for Pokemon Day, and the official announcement will be April.
Okay. You know, I tried so hard to line up my wedding on Pokemon Day. And I had the go-ahead. Like, I had the, yes, we can do it. But the year that we chose to get married, it was on, like, a Thursday. And I was like, damn it.
It's when you're just like, honey, we got to wait 3 more years. We got to move this over three days.
Right. But I had the go-ahead. So, it was there. So, yeah, that's it. That's a show. Woo. Woof. That's a show. So before we wrap up, big thank you to all of our Patreon supporters. If you want to support the show, you can for as little as $1 a month, which will gain you access to our Discord. Link is always in the show notes. Special thanks to our new Patreons, ZTSmith22 and new/old Mr. Batflick. Our Coach's Corner supporters, Clifford Mert, Thanks Friends 673, Eastwood, Mama Climbs, Schwartz, that is your actual name, Schwartz. It's not the other one, so change it back.
Matthew, fix that next time.
Nope. Not going to happen. Moshpit37. Our Patreon producers, King Flip, Kittens and High Fives, and King Tom. Our Discord admins, Reyes683, Siegel, and Miami Doc. Special thank you to our executive producer and guest today, Matthew Breaker. And yeah, so be sure to follow us on Twitter at BTWPVPPodcast. Why did you have to type? Because I had to read as I'm reading this.
You didn't have to read. You could have ignored it.
When you're doing this, and I instantly go over. I mean, this time I didn't mess up the ending. This was not my fault. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at BTWPVPPodcast. Follow us on Twitch at twitch.tv/BTWPVP. You can email us at info@BTWPVP.com. Links for our merch store, Patreon, and our friends at Palatown PVP are in the show notes. And finally, thank you all for listening to the BTW Beginner to Winner PvP podcast. I'm AstroZombie954.
I'm WildcatDad17.
And I'm Matthew Breaker. And until next time, get good. And until, let's try this again. I knew I was going to mess this up.
Take two.
Until next time, good luck and get good.
There we go. Everyone... Everyone's gonna finally get to see how many times I laugh.
Oh my god.
Here comes the money.
I hate you both so much.
5.5.
You gotta say it.
Yeah.
For anyone listening to this, was the first day, so obviously I've overplayed it, but it's not gonna be that much.
A little bit.
But it'll be there.
Oh man, I still think it's great.
Just be warned.
That little grin.
It will be there.